new Meow Mix from Purina. The cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best. Tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Have you seen me lately?
They started the trace.
It's my dime. I'll ask the questions. Who are you?
Say, my name is Mr. Abbott. Drew.
They made the second leg.
Mr. Abbott, are you interested in SeaTac astronomy?
I'm interested in all kinds of astronomy.
Cute. You've got the satellite in Tokyo.
These guys are good.
I need to know if you're someone who can make a deal.
Go on.
Can you deal?
Yes.
Deal.
You're across transcom. You've got about 20 seconds, Bishop.
If I come in with what I know, can you guarantee my safety?
Do you have the item?
No.
15 seconds.
Can you guarantee my safety?
Where is the item?
Can you guarantee my safety?
5 seconds.
Yes, I can guarantee your safety.
Fish, he's lying. Hang up, they've almost got us. He's lying. Hang up, Fish.
He's lying.
Hang up.
Wait a motherfucking plug, and I'm about to disconnect his ass.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's time for the What the Hell Show with Sumerian Sean Kennedy.
And the fucking man.
And anybody else we can pack into the studio. Join us in the IRC and the other side servers in the Rant Radio Channel. If you hate us, ICQ me at 51558 or email at info@rantradio.com. Now open your mind to get ready for 3 hours of regularly scheduled deprogramming.
Hello.
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 Welcome
Hello.
To week number 88.
Where the 88. Hell do you believe that?
88.
You played the Meow Mix promo.
I did.
Played the Gary Coleman.
Oh, later on in the show, I think.
Much later. 88, isn't that like the Chinese number for luck?
It's very, very, very lucky.
We should do a bad translation of the show from English to Chinese back to English. It's Super Fun What the Heck Day Show. You ever see those bad translations? It's like Super Fun Day Restaurant. Yeah. It's like...
Actually, I think we talked about this. No, yes. I told you. Yeah. Some things don't translate well in cultures. Like, for instance, here in the U.S. and Canada, Western, we use little pictures on the things that have nothing to do with the product inside. In Africa, they have to have the picture inside because a lot of people aren't literate. So when they saw Gerber's baby food for the first time, these people were like,
baby on it?
These people freaked.
Oh, my God.
You North American people are sick.
There's people in this.
So,
there's people.
Hey, girl on the left. Do not knock over the peanut stand or whatever that is.
That was not intentional.
The Sumerian blatant exploitation of his workers.
That's right. Oh, my God. I'm charging.
Did you shatter your elbow? Did you shatter your elbow? It looks like
No.
You're holding it at that funny bone death angle, you know?
Speaking of
what?
Misunderstandings and things gone completely out of proportion.
Yeah, before we
it
do.
Is time for the Uncle Dak Grovel session.
Okay, this is
on the ground, on your knees. Come on.
Okay, apparently
my ass.
Okay, now I'm going to say this, but I'd like to actually get it all out.
You will get it out, and then I will let you know whether or not it was significant groveling.
Okay. Apparently last week I said something to Smokehouse. I didn't mean it at Smokehouse. I just meant it as if... Well, let me just step outside for a second.
Do you want to step outside?
What I said was, I can't believe anybody would waste their lives. It sounded like I was calling anybody who would spend any time recording our stuff or listening to us is a loser. Now, I don't mean that.
I record our stuff.
Yeah, but
he said he's got. If I got to shut up, you got to shut up.
Thank you. So what I'm trying to say was, this had nothing to do with I thought you were a loser. I just it was my complete fucking bafflement that anybody would actually take us seriously. Because I mean, hello, let's step back for a second. You hear all of the shit we say every week, and you take it as if like, my God, these are like pearls of wisdom. Okay, now you've heard these ideas. You haven't heard the 4,000 other ideas like the Scud missile, the chainsaw to the bank machine, or the, my personal favorite, vegetarianism. now, I mean, we have an idea that sounds good, it's because, trust me, we stole it from somewhere. And if we sound funny, that's because of the natural selection of comedy that occurs around here. I'm sorry, you're talking about Darwinian fucking action. Kurt Burt, anywhere else in the world, any other group of friends would be considered a funny guy. Around here, we crucify him because his timing's off. So what I'm trying to say is I apologize if, you know, the shit that I said offended anybody. I did not mean to say that if you listen to us, you're a loser. I'm just, like, totally fucking baffled that anybody does, because I think when you get down to it, no matter what good we do, no matter how big we get, yep, it all comes down to, in the cosmic schemes of things, of having no more importance than a fucking hand job. I mean, it may feel good, may be funny, but hey, it's the end. Somebody's going to have to clean up the mess, okay?
That's right.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I offended you. I did not mean to. I did not mean it in that way to say, you listen to us, you're a loser. No, I didn't mean it that way, okay? If you took it
who's
that way...
Who's the loser? The people that are listening to us or the people that are doing it?
We are losers, okay? Hello. I'm sorry. You haven't looked in the mirror real lately. I mean, yep. I'm serious.
I'm not a loser.
No. Yes, really Shaolin boy with the white hair.
Hey, I like my hair.
I'm sorry. I know most of the people in this room. I've known them too long. Okay, I mean, I don't buy this we're cool shit, okay? I've seen most of the people in this room in
we're
their underwear,
cool.
Okay? Well, barring girl on the left, and I keep trying to do that, okay? But so all I have to say is, if I offended you, I'm sorry. You may now unload upon me.
All right, well, I suppose that's kind of an intermittent... Just say, I'm sorry, Smokehouse.
I'm sorry, Smokehouse.
Okay,
there you go. He really
besides this, Smokehouse, the fact that we feel comfortable enough with you to eviscerate you in public...
I know, I wasn't even...
means you're one of us.
I didn't even try to eviscerate him.
It means
him.
A great deal in our culture.
Not only that, but Uncle Dak will also say that I climbed aboard him off the air as well, so...
I didn't even know that it was like I was Smokehouse I was talking about. I was just like, there's somebody doing this?
Huh?
What? You got to remember. I don't
we
have a computer.
We eat our young.
Yeah, there's a reason none of us in this group have a child, okay?
Speaking of the young, who do we have in the MIRC?
It's in the room first.
Oh, my.
Because that gives more people.
Okay.
Gives time for people to...
You know. Going around the room with Sumerian, first we have Sumerian, looking very bright.
Very sexy.
Very sexy with his Caesar haircut. Look at you. You're tall, blonde, finuendo guy. No, I'm last. Thank you.
Starting
on the other side, ladies, first, we have the very pretty girl on the left, who is not 14, and we, what? What did I say? And then we have, what the fuck is your online name?
Tam?
Wow, that's boring.
Wow, that's really dull. Would you care for an online name? I could christen you with one.
Oh, would you?
I can.
Tonight?
I can. Oh, I can christen you with an online name. I will dub you...
Sirloin of Beef.
No, I will not. Don't hurt.
Earl of Sandwich?
I will call you Magic Mushroom. Thorn? How's that? It's kind of a fairly shorter name, Magic Mushroom. That's a nice name.
Very BC-ish.
All right, I was never...
Mine was a
what do I know? My name's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. How am I supposed to pick goddamn names? I couldn't even pick one for myself. We have... You're already on. You're already there. You got nailed. You got okay. It's name Tam night. So if you come up with a good online name for Tam, send it in.
Message me.
And it's okay. Our favorite.
Then we have Kurt Burt.
Kurt Burt.
Hello.
With his bad timing and all. Over to Ronan Medic.
Yo.
Then we have 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
From mouth.
Okay. Who was asleep during the microphone lessons we had just before the show? And then we have your old Uncle Dax. Speaking
I
like a piece
like
of shit.
Distortion.
And then we have yours truly with my 5 o'clock shadow. Hi. Making a bad cross dresser, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man right here. Okay, so
Morrissey couldn't be that cool.
Hey, when I was skinny, I was twice the woman you are. I was three times. I swear to God, when I used to dress
up,
I went to a gig once. True story. We'll go right into a story before we go to the MIRC. True story. I went to a fetish social in Winnipeg, and it was $30 at the door to get in, and I was on day 3 of a 5-day drunk bender.
So $30 is nothing.
I'm like, fuck that, I can't, that's like, you know, they were 25-cent shooters. I would miss out on, you know, 120 shooters if I pay that, you know. So I went and said, fuck this, and I borrowed this girl I was seeing, Maggie. She had this spandex dress, which I never had a cup thing, so it was like flat chest, bulge in the crotch, going straight down. It was, oh, bad drag. Just bad drag all over.
You're
like,
turning me on.
I'm walking down the street in Winnipeg, you know, no problem down, you know, fucking Portage in Maine there, and it's like good time of night, you know, and it's like, hey, ah! And they're like, you know, there's like the whole young Indian gang going, oof, I don't know. I don't think we're going to fuck with that guy, thing, it, creature. But the really sad thing is by 10 o'clock at the fetish social, I was like, the fuck out of there. And then the really weird people started to show up, like the people with no skin showing. It's vinyl for everyone. Let's zipper all your orifices. Let's paint on some vinyl. Hey, I got an idea. Tie me up in leather, staple me to a wall, and then kick the fuck out of me.
Is this club still open?
No. It was a fetish social. These people would have like a social night every 6 months because they would like practically kill each other there. They'd be like,
they have to have time to heal.
They'd be like, leave a great party, holding their intestines from falling out their belly button. Oh, good party. I'll go to the hospital. Fucking just, I'm like, oh, this is all kinds of wrong. Like, why the hell would you, like, it's like the time I looked after my buddy's porn shop. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Oh, fuck, this is brutal. I'm in this porn shop, right? I go down there. Buddy's got a porn shop. If any of you know this story, shut up. I'm in the porn shop. Buddy says, hey, man, can you hold it till I got to make a cash deposit? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to work a till at a fucking porn shop. And he's like, I know, you just fuck whatever. Prices are on everything. I'm like, oh, Jesus, this is just what I want. I'm not moving from behind his counter. If some guy comes in and says, I need to find the fucking gay child section, I'm like, fuck you, pinhead, get the fuck out of my store. He's like, oh, it's all cool. I'll be like, five minutes. Okay. It's large, fat, sweaty, greasy, unwashed heathen chick comes in.
I wasn't there.
No, chick.
Yeah. Oh.
She comes in, and Dr. Pre-op.
He's choking.
So I'm sitting in there, and this large, fat, greasy chick comes in. And she's like, where's your dildos? And I'm like, oh, yeah! That's just what I want. And I'm looking behind me. Of course,
where's the changing room?
I'm all up on the wall. All the dildos are on the wall behind me. Like, these are the expensive custom ones, right? And I'm like, oh, that's good. So it would mean that the dildos are on the wall because people would steal them. Think about that now. Where are you going to hide that? Oh, you can't. Never mind. Don't have to. Just get the fuck out of my store. Thank you very much. And how do you piss off your client? Get away from me, you fucking sick prick. Anyway, so she comes in. She goes, how much for that one? She's pointing at this dildo. And no word of a lie, it's about 2 inches in diameter and about 9 inches long. Which I'm looking at this thing going, well, you know, that's bigger than my dick, you know, so consequently you would need a synthetic for such a thing. But there are people I understand, like 200% sexually protective vomit, man, who are hung this way. So I'm like, okay, no problem, I can handle this. So I look at the bottom, I'm like, that is $55, I say with an astonishment. I'm like, holy fuck, someone would pay $55 for this? Whatever. And she goes, how much is that one over there? Now, this one is getting beyond the realm of, like, how...
usability?
How does this get into your body? Kind of a... You want a shoehorn with that? Like, how does that work?
It takes two sessions.
You know, it's like, you know. So, and this thing was no shit about 2.5, maybe 3 inches wide. Okay? And almost 14 inches tall. Like, it doesn't
bend. Does it come
bend.
With a tube of something?
Yeah, no, and it doesn't bend. It's, like, super hard. And I'm like, tip, one finger. I'm like, mental note to self, wash hands, right? And I'm like, that's $125 for your amusement. And she says, how much is this one over here? And it's chrome, okay?
Wow.
And it's, like, 4 inches wide at the base. And no shit, it's about 2 feet tall. How much is that one? And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I again, one fingering it. There's no price on it. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Too low to quote.
That would be, that's $140. I just said, fuck it, $140.
Probably underselling it.
Underselling it, whatever. $140. She goes, I'll take it. Okay, now
guy's going to be mad at you.
And I'm like, $140 gives me the money. As soon as she leaves, Buddy comes back. How did it go? I said, oh, not too bad. I sold you a thermos for $140. That's a joke, kids. Okay, moving right along. What do you got in the headline here, see? Boot!
Ba-dunch.
Okay.
We got Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, Cenobite Firefly, Decker's Agent Orange. Oh, a new person.
Decker Agent Orange.
Yeah, Decker Integrity, Jordath Moore, Pele and Test Rider, Flesh Trippers, Paradox and Forensic, Gargoyles, Nightshade, Apoc, Adam, Breaker One, Josh K, Simplex, Levity, Nomads, Half-El, Kexler, Raz, Sheepdog, Skitty, Terrell, Zutroy, a new person, and Orphan, Prophets, Nixter, Broken Man, Diener, Jill, Music, Smokehouse, Solent Zero, Spidey, Starbaby, Tenchi, UXB, Zerstor, Test Object, and Vampire Tests, Vampire's Test Subject, and somebody who's not in a clan, low out, but they're still plussed, so they must be in some clan.
Nope.
No? Okay, get the hell out of there, Mr. Echo. Attack. Head tripped. Live, Melee Aristocrat, Moldy Jello.
Moldy Jello. God damn, these somebody's names like Death Cookie, Snail Fart, Poison Cheeto.
Oh yeah.
Fuck. Why couldn't I come up with some of that shit for you? You know, like Death Cookie. You are Ninja Gerbil. You know, you're.
I had their comic books.
Ninja Smokehouse Gerbil says, "Hey Dak, I owned you.
You're owned.
Yeah, you
just
have
say
been
I
owned.
Owned.
You have been rooted.
No.
No, I won't say it.
And
say I'm owned and go Bullfrog. No.
Nope.
That's what James does. He's like, James, have some vitamins. No. Why not?
They're good for me.
Great. That's real good. I'll see you when you die from any sample.
Falklands John has joined us. He's
Falklands
got
woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Turkey.
3 a.m. He's up. He's woken up.
Core. This guy logs in from the Middle East. It's like 3:30 a.m. in the Middle East.
Yep.
And he's like, hey, you got to tune into What the Hell. Let you know what's going on Middle Eastern radio. I mean, what else is on at 3:30 a.m? I mean, you got to.
Not much.
That's what he should do. That's what he should do. Like,
Casey Kasem's top 10 camel rants.
What he should do is in the morning when the mullah basically goes to cry for prayer, he should, like, get in there, wire it so that the rant radio show comes up.
That's a great idea. That's exactly what I want to piss off. Hey, let's get the Shining Path angry at Rant Radio. That's a great idea. You're fired. Get out.
Bad suggestion.
I do not want the goddamn Masula to show me. I runs in fucking, whoa, buddy, hey, you with the dynamite on your chest.
You'll end up subletting basement space from Salman Rushdie.
You know.
Oh, yeah. The safest place in the world.
I'm fucking sorry.
Hey, who's this new guy in the IRC? It appears to be Allah's children.
That's great.
A lot of
that's
them.
Perfect, yeah. I smell fud, yeah. Perfect.
And we've got Animus.
Animus.
The rounded us. Yep.
Speaking, is Gargoyle Simplex in the house? Integrity, any of those guys?
Simplex, yes.
And Integrity,
yes.
Is Chaos.
What is Chaos under?
Decker.
No.
That's okay. Simplex is in the house. We are going to play something for him. Do you want to do it now?
Sure, yeah.
Let's do it now. We made something dedicated to the Gargoyle Watch Project, for those people who are not aware of the Gargoyle Watch Project. We're up to, count them, five kills against child porn. Yes, yes, it's true.
Five? We got another one?
Oh, no, yeah.
We got another one. You did not.
Oh,
you're not in cult. You're a fucking rare radio guy. What do you want here?
Oh, what the hell is this?
Someone's calling in.
Someone's calling in. Is that two rings?
No, that's one ring.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell. Do you really know that you are? Who is this? Oh, that's okay.
Fired.
Didn't cost us anything.
You're fired.
Okay, this is about the Gargoyle Watch. And it will be available. I'll send it to Smokehouse and he can distribute it or somebody
we'll
else.
We'll
Smokehouse
upload.
Got pissed off. He's not the distribution for What the Hell or
he
anything
else. He's not the distribution for What the Hell. Do not call him tomorrow. No.
I need stuff.
No, it's going to be uploaded on
go
the
away,
page.
Go away, you crack monkey.
Download
I do not
there.
Have the stuff.
And as soon as Sim gets off his
we're
ass.
Turning off the phone right now because you're not supposed to phone him.
Okay.
This is Gargoyle Watch.
This is a Gargoyle Watch thingy, which we need today.
Yep. Here it is. On What the Hell on Rant Radio.
The following is a public service reenactment brought to you by Project Gargoyle Watch and the Cult.
Okay, we put up with the fucking NAMBLA server long enough. It's on the first floor. We're going to move on it. Yo, Simplex, are you online?
Yeah, you know I'm here.
Excellent. Let's make a move on this bitch. Templar, you and Sariette with me. Let's fucking move. Watch those two guys.
Templar, on your left side, on your left side. I got you on thermal satellite. You got three guys coming down the hall.
Fuck, power lock. Chaos, get on this.
Server and Sysadmin, straight ahead through the door.
Morning, you NAMBLA pedophile motherfucker!
No!
The gargoyles are always watching.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
All right. Better turn that down.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, then. Yes, that was a little something we made, and we cranked it out there.
I can't believe you didn't use a shovel.
Was that? No.
No shovels.
Shovel's too good.
No. Shovel's too good for their kind. They get a bullet.
For NAMBLA, no, I'm sorry. NAMBLA, I switched to full auto. I'm sorry. NAMBLA gets the red clip. No, those guys are, like, all kinds of wrong.
So what you're saying is there's a group we can actually be verbally assaultive towards.
We need more power.
No, you're not allowed to be verbally assaultive to anyone.
No,
you're vetoed. You've lost all verbal
he's
assault.
He's making the boo-boo face.
That's okay. We'll put him in a... just put that section of your personality in a large glass case, and we'll label it break only in case of war, and we'll just leave it there like that. That's how we'll run the show. That sounds good to me. So...
Time for the news. Yeah, we got some good news.
What the fuck? It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
All right, we're back.
All right, so what was that you just said, girl on the left, before we get all into
this
it?
This is just something I saw off the Slashdot. Apparently the IOC is telling Olympic athletes that they can't put their diaries online, like they can't put like an online diary up, because that could be journalism, and it could compete with the people that have paid millions of dollars to be the official sanctioned only journalists there. For the same reason, nobody's allowed to do any internet coverage of any kind unless it's something that they're
doing. Please, everyone, turn off your mics, because I'm going to scream for about 5 seconds.
Unless it goes, like, for TV coverage.
Fuck!
Yeah, it's crazy. Don't piss off our sponsors.
Where is this being held?
Sydney. Australia.
Well, guess what? We got a mirror in Australia. Anybody who's listening in Australia who'd like to join
Turn on
the cult,
TV and...
absolutely. We'll post shit on the cult page. Olympics update. I'll do it, no problem. Fuck you.
Maybe
I'll
we'll broadcast some Olympics later.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Rip it.
Maybe I'll put it on the webcam.
Spectators aren't allowed to comment on what happened at the game that day.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there. What do you want? We should make shit up. We should have a fake Olympic site, and people will go there.
They have one.
And they'll say parody.
They had one.
They have one.
Very, very, very funny.
Oh, no, but we should make it look like it's the real news.
No, it does. It really looks like it's like sort the onion of the Olympics.
Like a Landover Baptist Church of the Olympics.
That's right. Oh, it's
wow.
Great.
Really? Very, very cool. Okay, back to the news. What do we got?
This is kind of interesting. Word documents susceptible to web bug infestation. Microsoft is weathering complaints that documents... I know. We're not taking calls at the moment. Triple ring is someone at the door. One, two.
Two. Sorry.
Okay, that's two. So everyone watch this. No, it's three at the door.
Wow, we can all still count.
It's a miracle, really. So they got a web bug.
That's right. It's not a web bug. It's actually a Word document bug, somewhat. What you can do is track your Word documents all over the net. If you make a Word document now, you can put a one-by-one little graphic in it that loads itself off the web page. You can tell whenever anybody loads your document up because it can link to the Internet. So it's a good way to track people.
It's a good way to track people. It's also a good way to track property rights.
Yes, that's true. It's got good and bad things with it. Like, I mean,
That's online tracking. There's nothing good about that.
I'm going to have to agree with him on that one.
Yeah. Online tracking. I'm all for public place, you know, eliminating, like, public place cameras.
Webcams everywhere
in public place. Absolutely. But, I mean, that's very hard to track someone that way. That's a totally different bivouac. That could be abused too easily.
Yeah.
Unlike the webcams.
So you could accidentally leak a secret document from the government and see where it goes.
And see what the path is.
Yep, who gives it to who.
Easy fix if it's a Word document. Copy all the text, put it in Notepad, carry on.
Yeah, but they actually do that in corporations. For secret documents, they put spelling mistakes in certain ones. They give a different spelling mistake to each person. And then by that way, they know who leaked the document. Oh, that's your spelling mistake version of it. So we give Sean Kennedy this one, and the is spelt wrong in one of the documents, T-E-H. And you're like, oh, they must have missed that one. But then it gets around on the Internet, and they go, oh, this is released to the press or something. And you go, oh, it's the T-E-H version. That's Sean Kennedy. Off you go to jail, Sean.
Well, I'll give it a good college try.
We've seen what happens when that happens.
So in other words, you can screw up their tracking efforts in that case by either removing graphics and doing an actual spell check on your documents.
That's right, yeah.
Which is nice. Speaking of off to jail, should we cover that?
Yeah. Okay.
I got a couple of news stories, too, so.
Okay, cool.
This one here is about our boy, Skip Radio. Mm. Our boy, Skip Radio, was sitting at home the other night, being very cool, hanging out, having a good time, when the cops showed up at his door and handcuffed him and dragged him off to fucking jail.
What the fuck for?
Well, you see, it's like this. About, I think, 8-9 months ago, Skip Radio was a volunteer fireman. Okay, so here he is, being a volunteer fireman, la-la-la. He's driving home in a snowstorm in Pennsylvania. While he's driving home in a snowstorm, some psycho drunk motherfucker goes screaming by him. He's all over the road. He's like a visible threat. He's like, holy shit, this guy's going to kill somebody. So he made a judgment call all the time. Bad call. But he threw on his dome lights and pulled a guy over. This is illegal to do. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? However, he doesn't have cop dome lights. He's got red fucking dome lights, okay? He can't just drive around with dome lights. The guy's like, oh, flashing lights, must pull over. Let you know how fucking pie-eyed this guy must have been. He pulls the fuck over. Skip gets out of his car, gets the guy's license registration, balls him out, okay? All of which with a mag light in his face so he can't see he's not wearing a uniform. And then he then goes and reports it to the cops. Do I think it's funny? Yeah, I think it's fucking hilarious. Yeah, I think it's great.
And that's great. He pulled somebody over. He's swerving all over the road.
However, Buddy had a cell phone, realized it wasn't a cop when the guy drove by, and phoned him in as impersonating a cop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the bad man?
Who's the bad guy here? Now, there's a legal side to that, and there's another side. Now, the flip side is that was one charge. The other charge he got nailed with, and this is great. It was sexual abuse of children! Kind of makes you want to grab a shovel and start swinging before you ask any questions, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? But what it was is, oh, hi, I go to university in the United States. While in university, me and all the other red-blooded males who ever have access to a computer download porn.
Centibyte Skip Radio.
Centibyte Skip Radio downloaded porn. Oh, my God, nail him to his cross. Okay. However.
Hammer.
Peg. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they do. So. They go. He's downloading porn. Now, just like everybody else who's ever downloaded porn from news groups and the web. You get some child porn in there, and you go, oh, my God, delete. This is why Gargoyle Watch was formed. Yep. You ever go to news groups, you don't know what it is, it's like, whatever, yeah, oh, my God, that's so wrong.
Yeah.
I've downloaded shit that, holy cow, I'm like,
delete, quick.
Oh, my God, I wish I was a Decker, I want to know where this came from.
I remember one incident.
Let's trace this back.
All bad, and you just get all kinds of angry. Okay, however, the college logs all the files you download. And they just go pick, and they take random logs out so they can review it. I guess this is legal at PSU. Okay, never mind, you have student privacy, fuck you, you have no rights.
No, and it's totally legal there. It's their equipment. You're using their equipment.
And so they go, oh, look, I think that this porn, now bear in mind, we don't even know what the porn file was. We don't even know what the porn file was.
Like,
it could have been like
16 or 17.
Or it could have been an older woman pretending to be a younger girl wearing like a skirt and a fucking...
Which is Lolita.jpg.
It's illegal now, but it wasn't illegal back then.
Or whatever. Who gives a fuck, okay? The fact is that... So he's looking at it. The university goes, oh, child porn. Nails the child porn. files a complaint from the university to the state. The state doesn't even do a fucking investigation. They issue a bench warrant. Thanks for coming out.
And how long ago were these log files from?
This is from 97.
Mm-hmm.
Can they actually...
Why did this happen?
He's in jail now.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I don't know how this would stand up in court, because if they have a log file, but they don't actually have what the document was, do they?
If everyone's and ever had
is
a
is that
deal
site with, still up? 97?
Yeah. I mean,
and it's like...
Oh, no, it's a file. It was a file. It wasn't a log. It wasn't a site. It was a file he downloaded.
Was
he downloaded
like childporn.jpg
like
on it
okay,
or something?
So hypothetically speaking, this you're running into the situation where if somebody mails you something incriminating,
you're
screwed.
Oh,
bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, how fucked is that? Not only that, but... anyone who's ever had any serious dealings with the government at all, even a little bit, kind of realizes that they're full of shit and that the justice is the absolute last thing on these people's minds. Art is the last thing on these people's minds. It's all about numbers, politics, and bullshit. That's it. That's all. Judges are most of the time drunk. Okay? I knew a sheriff, was a bailiff for years. The shit he told me about what he saw went on in chambers was unreal, man. Like, I asked him, how did you deal with it? And he looked at me very straight and said, oh, I drank.
Test Rider says, how exactly is downloading a file sexually abusing a child?
Because he had possession and was looking at child porn, that would therefore be child pornography. And child pornography, therefore, equals...
White children.
Sexually exploiting children, sexual abuse of a children. And hey, let's put you in an American federal prison with a child molestation charge on you.
Mm.
And hope none of the other inmates find out. And let's make you a 19-year-old kid. Okay, can we say life-threatening charges much?
I can't say anything because you told me I'm not allowed to threaten anyone's life. I can't say anything for this whole conversation.
No, not at all.
Not
this
said.
I'm controlling myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in case.
But you asked. Okay, he pleaded guilty to the impersonating a cop charge, which he was like, there's no
which
way.
Which he did. And
which
he
did.
Yeah.
He did.
He did it for good. Not
oh, he also, he, what isn't on the page, I didn't say, he drove without a license.
Okay.
Jail! Get your ass in jail, okay? No, come on. Come on now.
Like it expired?
Or something. I don't know. He drove without a license. I guess he had to get
somewhere.
Forgot
it at home.
You know, whatever. He got nailed for driving without a license. But, I mean, come on. Come on.
If you get your license,
well, let's just say, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. United States, 5% of the world's population, 25% of the world's population of prisoners.
Yeah. 1 in 10 people in the United
1%
States.
1% of the American population, 1% is currently in prison.
1 in 10 in jail.
No, 1 in 100. 1 in 100.
One person in 10.
No, there are 2.5 million prisoners in the United States.
Out of
there are 250 million Americans.
Okay.
How is it?
1%.
1 in 100.
There's a hell of a lot.
In the United States has
I wonder what the disproportionate number for that of it, them being black are.
Let's not go that road.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is what Skip is in jail for. Now, if you want details of this, as well as satellite photos of the prison ranging from 1 mile to 16 miles up, as well as the entire prison staff, the heads of each department, the phone number, geographic location, what's been said about the prison in the last 5 years.
hyphenated.net/skip.
Yes, that is everything you ever wanted to know, and then some, about the jail where Skip is being kept.
Has Skip got bail?
Names, numbers.
Skip has had he does not have bail. Okay.
It's a fine.
He's got fines that are against him. He's going to be going before a judge, which, of course, they haven't told him when he's going before the fucking judge.
Could be now. Could be 5 years.
God only knows. But if he's got some, or even if he's got his fines paid, his fines are $1,700, if American. If he has those fines paid, this will bode well for the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
If he does not have his fines paid, this will not bode well for the DVD. Okay? So it will be bad. Not good. Bad.
Yeah.
So I'm sending down some cash. I know some other people in cult have pledged when I set up the fund, the free skip at thecult.org. They were saying they were going to send some cash. And I want to clarify a few things before we go any further there. Okay? I set up the free skip radio at thecult.org where people would send a pledge should it be required. I was not calling for action before the facts ran. I was just saying you can bet that bail or some cash will be involved with this because that's what prison is. It's a money-making scam. Okay? So... we set that up and people were calling in. And F.D. Rooster actually brought up a brilliant point where he said, listen, man, I don't have any facts. So I'm not fucking giving a dime to anybody until I know what the fuck is going on. Which is fair. Which is totally fair.
Of course.
Fair. And that's the only way we should run it. Because,
shouldn't
I mean,
blindly be doing
oh,
anything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sean said so. Oh, brains. No. It doesn't work like that. Okay? What we have to do is you have to bear... Now, a lot of people are like, whoa, dude, like, that's uber shitty. But guess what? I'm ghetto youth too, man. I got nothing, man. I mean, I'm living on ramen. You know, what the hell's going on? I can't. I'd love to help this guy. I really would. I mean, he could crash in my place. I don't got much, but I could put him up. If you can't help him by sending bucks, that's cool too. Okay? Everybody's tight, man. I mean, we're Canadian. What are we going to send? We'll save up all our money and send down an American quarter. You know, give me a break here, you know.
We're down to a dime.
We're down to a dime, you know.
If I scoop out all the American pennies, I might have about $20
or $30. There you go.
Real money.
But, no, seriously, and if you can't send any cash, the cash is going directly to Babs May. Okay? We're not doing Western Union. We're not doing fucking any of that. They're not getting any of our money. Every single cent is being put into a check or money order or cash. Send it to Babs May. Her address is on the site. Now, if you cannot send bucks, which is totally cool, okay? I fully am all over that. I totally understand that, okay? But if you can't send bucks, send a letter to Skip. Don't include any stamps, photographs, anything that could be questionable. Because understand, these are fucking, he's being looked after by Nazis who are going to go through all this shit. Do not send stupid stuff. Okay, don't fuck around here. This guy's in jail, okay? And he's in jail being held on a sex offender charge, okay? So this is about as serious as it gets, okay? He fucks up, gets thrown in general populace, and that shit gets out, he dies. End of list. Stops drawing breath. Another person destroyed by the corporate machine, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't really think about this too much because I'll get too nuts, okay? I am absolutely insulted. You know, I've done a lot of rants talking about the police state and things like that, but, you know, when one of this happens to a guy, you know, a guy, I mean, Skip was a guy who went to 26, to Beyond Hope, H2K for us.
Yeah, I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
No, not a thing. You can't dress this up for more than it is. Okay, if it was more than that, everybody would know about it. The guy was arrested on hacker charges, it would be on HNN tomorrow.
No, I'm just saying it's very convenient.
But
I'm a conspiratory nut. So
yeah, it is kind of weird that all of a sudden these log files are dredged up 3 years later.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit fucked up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they want to play hacker games, hey, I got a crowd of guys who'd love to play games with you if you want to go that route with it. You know, hey, absolutely.
We'll find some log files on you.
Pack a lunch, pal. You know, if you want your dirtiest of dirtiest and you want a credit rating, keep it up, you know, really. But anyway, that's not a threat.
So, Larry Flint's got nothing on us.
No. Fuck and all. So, it's like, what do you do? But anyway, Skip Radio... I don't say it often, our hopes and prayers, man, like, because, fuck, that's a pretty dark place to be
in.
Oh,
yeah.
And the really shitty thing, you want to know how fucked this was? He was arrested, okay? The cops didn't tell anybody what he was arresting for. You're coming with us. No, mace, thank you, car. Okay, that's it. Jack boots, okay, in the car. No one could get a hold of him. He was allowed one phone call. He phoned his mom, which is probably who I would have called, too.
Yeah.
Well, probably not. I would have phoned somebody who had, like, direct distributed access. I probably would have phoned Sim. I'm like, Sim, here's what's happening.
Tell everyone.
Put this into the world, okay? But, yeah.
Like, does his mom know all his friends? No.
No, and, right? Like, Sim would have it out and about. Like, when there was that cop thing, I mean, fuck, we almost had a drill there. But I was on MRC going, a cop is coming to my house now.
We're ready.
I will be back in 10 minutes. If not, I am not coming back online. Watch if my online goes off. Click. And guys were like, MRC filled up. They're like, mm-hmm.
2 minutes left.
Sad photos coming in now.
I'm really pissed off that you didn't call me to come charging through the front door.
Oh, no, you would have got the call. You would have got the call. As it was, the poor cop was like, I feel like an idiot. I'm really sorry to be here. Did you have dark hair? Yeah, I dyed it. Anyway, so, but regardless, Skip Radio is in a really fucking dark place, and he couldn't call anyone. Nobody knew what the fuck was going on. We knew after, from the time the door slammed, within 72 hours, we had the full story. As soon as Babs May had it was to us, and it was on the web.
Which is a pretty long time.
Which is a long fucking time. And for the first 48 hours, he had, actually, even when the story ran on the page, he didn't even know we knew about it. He had no idea. He didn't know Cult was behind him. He thought he was all by himself in this great big machine that grabbed him. And he was fucked. And I hope now, if anybody does send him a letter, we got to let him know that, hey, man, you know, all bullshit aside, we do care. We are watching. You know, you're not going to go gently into that good night. We really do.
I'm just curious about one thing. Okay, he's got like two or three unassociated charges on him.
Right.
That's no, I'm sorry. That sounds like a fucking fishing trip.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is a fucking fishing trip.
Yeah. What's a fishing trip? For those of us who don't know.
Cops basically go, we need charges on this guy. Find everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stretch it all up.
It does sound a bit like a fishing trip, doesn't it, eh?
Yeah.
You catch anything you fucking can. Just throw it.
Oh, 3 years ago, yeah, a college said something sexy, and that's exactly what they latch onto,
Yeah.
Sexual abuse of children.
That's the
don't ask
one.
Any questions. Light them on fire.
That's right.
Does 2600 know about this?
It doesn't have much to do with them.
No, it won't hit them. Besides, we got enough people who are connected far enough in that if we want this thing to go ugly and huge, we have the connections to do it now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're just sort of waiting on it right now. We don't know if it's...
Well, we do.
Do I have to...
Witch! Yeah. It's the prosecution... what would you like to say? Prosecution. Witch! Prosecution rests. You know.
Isn't the word hacker becoming that for the...
It's terrorist. You know
terror.
What? Now would be a good time to play.
I got it all good?
Okay. Yeah. We got some new rants for you as well, for those who have been...
I still do have a couple of news stories, but I'll let you do this first.
Okay, this is related to this, so...
We have 3 hours of show. Do not be concerned.
So this is Sean Kay, Police Predator. This is pretty much dedicated to Skip.
You bet.
You betcha. Here it is on Rant Radio.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. I don't know if you're aware about this. We have a cult member in cult now. The name of Skip Radio. Yes, Skip Radio, a loyal Rant Radio listener. And Skip Radio, you know, like a lot of us out there, doesn't make a whole lot of money, you know, but he's doing the best he can with what he's got. And he's in jail right fucking now for some bullshit charges because the cops are heaping it onto him. Would someone please explain to me how the cops went from guardians to predators? Definition. A guardian is someone who looks after people, generally. The weaker, the people in the lower class, people who need to be looked after. To predators, which are people who prey upon the weaker and the lower class. That's what predators do in the wild. There's a wolf gonna eat the sick and the young caribou. Well, we got the cops and the legal system preying on the sick and the weak in our social class. That's it. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. BMW driving white business class motherfucker. You could go about your way, and I don't mind if you make your little kid go down on you. That doesn't bother me at all. But holy shit, I got some black youth who happened to spit on the street. Well, out comes the nightstick. We got some easy fucking prey. That's exactly what is going on in our society. Why has this occurred? There is absolutely no reason for this. This is the eventuality of massive corporate corruption that has taken over our police forces and privatized states. It's bullshit with way huge horns running mad on fire barking killer bees. This is wacko. How the fuck did this happen? We need to change this. It is not good because eventually they may just come for your ass in the middle of the fucking night. My name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the What the Hell Show. All of our DJs are busy right now, but if you'd like to continue holding, please stay on the line. A DJ will be with you momentarily. Thank you for calling. To ensure quality broadcasting, all listeners will be monitored. To order the upgrade package to the What the Hell Show, please let the DJs know. Thank you for choosing Rant Radio as your radio station. Please remember to turn in your family and friends to the nearest police station for fabulous prizes. Chocolate rations are up 2 points. Please remember to keep Rant Radio on at all times. Inspections are Sunday, Wednesday, and every second Friday. Hello, thank you for choosing Rant Radio. How may I direct your call?
All right, we're back.
We are back.
And Cinnabite Babs has joined us in the IRC.
Hopefully she heard everything I just said, and hopefully. She tuned into all that.
Hasn't, just everyone fill her in.
We'll be going on.
So
we just did the Absolute Skip Radio review of the bullshit, which has happened. I'm just...
Pang.
Oh, yeah. No, pang is... I'm sorry.
Kaboom.
Long ago...
Kaboom?
Long ago, before any of this happened, I launched a satellite into space. And on board that satellite is a fence post, which has four shovels, which act as feathers on the rear of it. Now, the fence post is made of depleted uranium.
A depleted uranium fence post.
Yes, which I can fire from orbit, and has a flight time of slightly less than 6 seconds.
And the
accuracy, so no NATO in the world can defeat this. And I've got one round in that satellite. And I'm just waiting for the day to use it, you know?
Because
It hits with the force of an atomic bomb. And I'm just wondering where...
Is this the golden shovel of the gods?
This is the golden shovel of the gods. Also known as the hammer of shovel from the gods, yes. And the Thor shovel
Hangier.
System.
Hangir, the golden shovel of the gods.
That's right.
Well, you wanted to tell a story, Dak.
Yes, yes. I had two little things. Talking about child molestation, this is kind of... Now, I had to be corrected by Sean about this, because the way I heard it was a little bit different, but I'll tell you Sean's version. Because he is our god.
Our god, fuck you!
Oh, don't try and suck him and get into cult now.
I don't want to be in cult. I told you that before.
Anyway, your story is...
Apparently, in England... The slang term for a pedophile is a pedo. And apparently this group of them saw that in their neighborhood there was a pediatrician or something like that. So, pediatrician. So, they decided that these were the same things. So, they broke into her house and spray painted her. I actually heard it differently. I heard that they'd set fire to the house, But I'll go with Sean.
It was bad, either way.
Either way, we're talking about people that are so...
Either way, a child doctor got fucking accosted because they thought she was a pedophile.
What? Okay, let's put it this way. It's nice that you're willing to go out there and do something, but have the common sense God gave dirt, please, before you go out and do it.
Research.
Yeah, that's why...
Make sure there's at least one of you that's literate.
Remember, before you pang them with the mighty shovel of doom, make sure they're your bananas.
Yeah, make sure you know whose bananas. As they are. And this is precisely why Gargoyle Watch does not condone rogue action.
No.
If you want to be involved with shutting down porn sites, shutting down child porn sites, not porn sites, God, long live the porn.
Long live the porn.
Long live the porn. But I'm sorry.
Remember, we have to have something to fight against Americans for purity.
Exactly. So, but the child porn thing, that is not porn. It shouldn't actually be called child porn. It should just be called child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Not porn to me.
No, it's disgusting. It's mm-hmm. beyond disgusting. And anybody,
so it's in the projects page on the
yeah.
cult.
And if you want to get involved, go there and check that out. Don't do rogue action because we run into this problem like, who's in charge?
We got it's people to
Leon.
Take.
Why is Leon in charge? Leon can read. You know? That's just because Leon's got the conch doesn't mean he gets to be in charge, okay? It doesn't work like
we
that.
We have
shit.
People working on taking down the sites. You just need to report them.
Yeah, you report them, or if you want to get it, like,
yeah,
hey,
ask,
man, I got
ask
the
people on the page.
If
yeah,
I got the skills, got... fuck yeah, man. And I'm sure Simplex has got that shit reined in tight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Incidentally, I'm going to address something which I'm going to address in the next brainwashing. But Simplex was getting a little bit of flack, and he wanted me to clarify something.
Okay.
There is a site called Tattletales.com. Now on Tattletales. What they do is they list all this information about girls under the age of 15 and, you know, whether or not they like to talk dirty and contact information and whether or not they have a big brother or mommy and daddy and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
This is child porn shit. Well, there's no photos. You know, there's no
this
photos.
Is worse.
Fuck you.
Direct
I'm going,
brain.
I'm going with intent. Fuck you. Well, Sean, who are you to... I'm Sean K. I judge, okay? Fuck off.
Story.
You're an asshole. Yes, I'm an asshole. I am a fucking dink. I'm a judgmental prick right here. Let's kick some ass. Okay? Fuck you.
I am the...
I'm serious. Like, you know, no one can judge. Fuck you, I judge, okay? As far as I'm concerned, you want to nail me to the cross, all right? Fuck you. I'm sorry. I'm not going to stand for it. And Simplex was what they did was they went to the site and they couldn't shut it down. So they spammed the shit out of it, and they put all these different messages up. Making it unusable. And some people had a problem with that. They're like, hey, man, you're spamming that site. You shouldn't be doing that. It's all about freedom of information. Wah, 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 wah. I'm sort of like, any means necessary. John, I gotta call you. Oh, what happened? Well, I broke into the site, and I shot the sysadmin in the face. And he was crying a lot, and he said not to tell anybody, but I blew his whole head right the fuck off, and There's blood everywhere. I got away clean, you know. I feel bad, you know. I feel bad about this. It's not really a good Christian thing to be blowing people's heads off like that. And I'm like, hey, these things happen.
Sean Kay's like, is the site down?
Good.
That's what I thought, too.
I just needed you, someone to say it, you know. It's a moral ethical issue. I'm sorry. Yeah. You are fucking kids up for life.
But
you are,
they tried it the other way. The way the other five ones got shut down. It didn't work.
So, oh well.
Nope, next step.
Next
right?
step.
Next level.
And we fell upon them from space.
No, they just spammed the shit out of them. And the next thing after that is to have somebody show up and go, knock, 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 hi, we're here to shut your server off.
I'll be taking okay. that now, thank you. RIP!
I think in this case it's more a definition of freedom of information. Well, I'm sorry, did these girls willingly give this information? That's my first question.
Okay, sure. No, let them finish. Yep.
My second question is, is it legal to have that kind of information on a minor?
Oh,
It probably is.
It could be so legal. This thing could be legal as legal. The parents could be saying, yes, I want my kid to get fucked by another 40-year-old. Absolutely.
That Lolita art is deemed legal.
And Lolita art is deemed legal.
That's gone now, though.
It's all legal. Fuck legal. Fuck you. Fuck your laws. It's down. Thank you. People who don't care for a $1,000. Ding. Daily double. Okay? I'm sorry, man. Fuck you.
Yeah.
No.
Somebody raised the question of a freedom of information.
Oh, sure. I'm all for.
Does that cover under freedom?
Oh, absolutely. I'm the guy who wants to put up public webcams. Okay? I'm all for freedom of information. All over that.
That's a 15-year-old girl. That's private. That's not public
into the mic.
Information.
If it's not illegal, that's because the law hasn't caught up with the reality of the situation
absolutely.
Yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nowhere near enough laws about private keeping personal information private on the internet. There's no law right now, and that's why it's really fucking scary.
It's the tortoise trying to keep up with the hair.
We are in the fucking Wild West, okay, boys and girls?
Kurt, what were you going to say?
I don't think this is an indirect question. I'm thinking this is a question about personal rights and freedoms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Is a person's right to their own information, including age, sex, whether they have any hereditary diseases, whatever, in their family, like a blood pressure, is that public information or private information, especially with somebody who is underage?
But wait, it gets better. Yes, the British DNA Bank, Gattaca style, already being okayed, where they're going to start doing it to their employees. Medical test done by company-employed doctors, and they put your genetic fucking information in a database, which is sellable. And this has been okayed. Totally fine.
Even though, in Britain.
Their prison system is continuing to catalog people, even though the experts who put it together have come out and said, there is a monstrous flaw in your data. Huge. Yet the data, this is corrupt. You're getting corrupt data. So there is as high as like 30-40% is fucked. Okay, I'm paraphrasing. But it's like, it's all messed up. And it's going to get even better from here, kids. If you want to watch them, watch England. England is going way out of control with this Gattaca shit.
Okay, I'm sorry. I tore up my credit cards when I discovered they were selling what I was purchasing.
Oh, Amazon.com.
I know. I tore up my fucking credit cards. They want to sell my DNA to the highest bidder. We're not talking my personal, but like any information about my DNA.
Your information.
I'm going to set myself on fire and come through the door with a fucking axe.
Okay, that works.
I can see your argument about your purchases because that's in public domain. It's from a public company. I can see the argument there. But with DNA, what the fuck is the argument? That is mine. Mine alone. Nobody else's.
You don't have anything.
You don't sell it. You don't buy it.
You're a corporate fucking cog. You're a consumer. Shut the fuck up and buy something.
No. What I'm saying is no. You have no right to my genetic information. That is mine and mine alone. It doesn't ever enter into public domain.
Oh, absolutely.
You're preaching to the choir, but the thing is, the point is, that's not the way they think anymore. I'm sorry.
It's like, well, you're free not to give your genetic information, but if you want to work here, you're going to have to.
Yeah, they don't choose
to unemploy yourself.
There is a film of which Anthony Hopkins does an action, which I would like to mirror in Cult.
Okay, mm-hmm. Which one was this?
This was in the film Instinct. Do not cut me off here. In the film Instinct, what he did was He walked up behind a guy who was Mr. Sociopath, Mr. Sociological Psychology guy, put him in a full Nelson, covered his mouth, and slammed his head into the table. And he said, "What have I done to you? What have I taken away from you? I've taken something away from you. What have I taken away?" And he said, my freedom. No, you were never free to begin with. You're completely wrong. It wasn't your freedom. Try again." He tried two more times. He just about broke the guy's neck until finally says, "You took away my illusions." That is what is happening here, and that's the purpose of Rant Radio and Cult, as far as I'm concerned, is to take away people's illusions. Okay, well, I'm free. Are you? Are you really? I'm not saying we should go out and start burning shit down. Fucking anarchy, oh baby! No, fuck that. That doesn't work. Okay,
my boys over here in the corner saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's Uncle Dak. Okay, we put him in a nice case.
Yeah, that's why we have him on a chain now.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is that people need to like we got it really good after the war. After World War II ended, we got it really nice, and all that horror that happened back then, everyone just didn't want to fight anymore. And it's hard to fight, man. It's hard. The corporations...
Everybody that was alive at the time remembered the horror.
Yeah.
We don't.
We don't remember that. We don't remember that horror. In Europe, it's fucking yesterday, okay? But, I mean, you have it here today.
When you walk around in your field and you hit a landmine that's still around from World War II and blows up your kid.
And there's, you know, the little things like the camps. That's minor. But there's all this shit that reminds people of their freedoms and stuff. Do you think this shit would wash in Europe? No. Mm. No. And now... people in China are fighting like mad to get the rights, which we're letting slowly slip away every day. We're just letting it go because we're so distracted by modern media. And this is a terrible state of affairs. And that is why we run the cult page. That's why we do Rant Radio. Yeah, we swear a lot. We talk a lot of shit, you know, and we fuck around way, way too much.
Yeah. But we'll try and get the information out.
I mean, hey, we're wrapping up vitamins and junk food, just like I said before, and we've got to get this message out to people, because it's not that bad now, but we got to start before it's that bad, because when it's that bad, we won't be able to do anything, and that's why we got to get our listener base up. That's why we have to get people going around. We have to alert people as to the goals of cult and all that kind of jazz. So it's something we need to look at, something we need to address, to be sure. So we have to just tear off the mask, man, show people what's going on. Skip Radio used to think he was safe, and now he's gone on bullshit charges.
There's plenty of people got marched off to the death camps that thought, hey, the Nazis don't look too bad to start with.
They gave them towels. They gave them towels and said, go into the showers.
They made the trains run on time.
They did make the trains run on time.
Nobody was late getting to the camps.
You know what I mean? It's absolutely brutal, and there comes a point when we have to go, hang on, man, this is wrong. Well, what's your solution? Well, I don't really know, but we're trying some shit. We're trying to police our own. We're trying to do our thing.
We don't have a solution, but at least we're doing something.
Exactly. Some people give me shit over this Ashley thing. Okay, I'd like to give an update on that. Me and Sim went down, sorted out this Ashley thing. Yeah. Earlier in this week, there was a young girl named Ashley. She had brain cancer, wah, wah, wah. She was an amazing little girl, actually. She's 6 years old. What's that?
The computer got stolen.
So somebody stole her computer?
Somebody stole her computer, okay.
And her piggy bank.
And her piggy bank and everything else.
Right out of a children's home.
And everybody knew it was a house that the hospital owns that's donated for dying kids. Okay, wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is beyond mighty shovel.
And they stole her piggy bank, which is her money for vitamins, because they're not they don't pay. The government doesn't pay for vitamins.
Yeah, because vitamins, blah, 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 another rant. Anyway, yeah. So what happens is... they come in, they fucking steal everything, they leave. I get the paper at 9 o'clock in the morning. 9:30, I'm on the phone, I got a hold of her. I says, hi, I'm going to replace your computer. I'm not really sure how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. She's like, no, I've had two other people see they're doing it. Which made me feel good. I'm like, whoa. Hope for the human race. You know, I'm not the only guy out there, because sometimes you feel like you are, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But a radio station replaced it, and they had a guy show up in a suit and drop the whole thing off in a big box.
Oh, it's a good media, you know, click, click,
you know,
all that.
Oh, yeah, good media.
He got a good ad on the front of the paper the next day.
They gave him a Hewlett-Packard proprietary e-machine.
And dropped it off.
Now, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a nice, free computer, you know. I'd be the only way I'd ever get a Hewlett-Packard, you know, proprietary machine. They have one given to me, but anyway. Well, fuck, HP, can I have a driver, please? Any driver? Just one good driver? No?
Please.
Okay. Anyway, so, HP drivers suck ass.
And the thing wasn't the computer. It was being on the internet, being able to interact with other people.
So
she can't go outside.
Yeah, I know.
She'll get
I know,
sick.
I read this.
Yeah,
I read
this. But people
out there don't know this.
And so
really sick,
she couldn't go outside. She's, like, totally trapped. So I said, well, fuck, I felt kind of bad. So I'm like, shit, I want to do something, right? And I can't, I mean, I was going to just put together an old Pentium 90 I got kicking around somewhere and steal some RAM and shit like that and drop it off is what I was going to do, right?
She got a pretty good computer.
Yeah,
better than we could scrape together.
Better than something we could do. So that was cool. But I called up her mom and said, hey, listen, you know, how are you getting on the web? Do you know how to configure this thing? And she's like, no. You know, just fucking not a chance, right? So I'm like, cool. So we, Sim and I, booked down there, okay? On my way there, I realized, wait a minute. I'm wearing combat pants, a black T-shirt. I have white hair and mirror shades on. And I'm walking into a child's ward in a cancer house from an organization called The Cult. And
wait.
I want to configure your computer, which was just given to you.
It's like, Sim, come with me.
I'm like,
you're going first.
Fuck ass, right? So I'm like, okay.
Holy central casting, Batman is the bad guy.
I'm like, the only thing I can say.
Hi, I heard you got another computer.
I'm
here for the new one, you know.
Seriously, it's like, I come in peace. You know, it doesn't work. So Sim goes in there, I'm in there, I'm like, hi, I'm here to help program the computer thing. Hiding my cult pin. And she's like all cool. She's like super cool. Her and her aunt both shaved their heads when their daughter had to shave her head, which was like really cool. Mm-hmm. And which I guess is fairly common, so they make it like a big family thing. And like, wow, the spirit these people had was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and how would you be if your child of that age was dying?
I don't know. I don't think I'd be as strong as these people were, man.
You'd be shooting at God. I swear to God.
Oh yeah.
You'd pull him into an alley and you shoot him in the fucking face.
I'm going to build a Tesla device to go back in time and kick the stone out of
his in his foot. And he. Warn him, he's working his way up until the child's good.
I'm going to stick Jesus' head into him into a microwave until he gets a tumor and just to sell what he looks like. So, anyway, here, have another cell phone on your fucking head, you moron.
Strap.
Underneath the fucking the barbs.
Sean says, heal the girl.
Cool. Whap.
Some angel floats by, hey. Hi there, how you doing? My name's Gargoyle Michael. You know, it's kind of bad. Anyway, in all honesty, so we show up there, and the aunt was very, very cool. She was like, oh, yeah, go upstairs. And then the uncle was upstairs, too, and I was, like, beginning to think, oh, yeah, these people are upstairs because they think, you know, we're going to attack and kill their children. But, no, she was, like, all cool. I noticed she had an ankle tattoo that was running on her ankle. It was all, like, Celtic knowledge. So I'm like, okay, this person's probably pretty cool. You know, people with tattoos like that are generally pretty slick. And she's, like, talking and shit, and we're all gabbing. I'm like, oh, okay. She goes, well, so what's the organization? I'm like, well, we're called The Cult. Stands for Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorists. We're sort of a direct action organization against child porn and stuff.
I think the child porn won her over, like...
And she's like, oh, really? And she was kind of doing the, oh, really? For the first little bit, because, you know, I could have said, well, you know, we're here for white power, and your kids are white, and, you know, we're
all
helping
cool
you,
with
so.
That.
And they're like, oh, really? You know. So they were kind of cool with it, and I thought, well, whatever. And I gave everybody some cult buttons, and I told them explicitly... We do not want you to talk to the province. We do not want you to circulate photos about this. Mm-hmm. We don't really want our name known because we don't believe we should exploit your six-year-old child in order to get publicity. Okay, which is what some people thought we were doing this for.
Somebody wants to know about the cult clothing, just reminding you for later.
Yes, we have an update on the cult clothing.
Okay.
It should be, I'll just do a quick update
on
it. The cult clothing will be, I will talk about it in the next brainwashing as well as giving details for how much and where to send cash. It will be online this week. Okay, thank you. even if it's just in the media section, I take a photo of it and give a price on it, you know, so people can start buying it. These guys are freaking out. Okay, we're going
to
be doing it by send check
back
of money.
Back to the story about the child.
Sorry, anyway, back to the child. So we show up, we configure a system, Sim drops her in, gets her email back up, her original email back up, gets Ashley at thecult.org set back up. They're back on the internet, lickety-split. Everything.
Tons of people that emailed her, which was great.
Yeah, we got like, when we downloaded, there was like 27 emails just from cults.
All over the world.
All over the world, people in Switzerland and shit, She-Doc from Bogota, Colombia. And these kids, man, you should have seen their faces. They were just like...
We got email?
Wow, you know, from all over the world, and they don't really, they're like, wow, all over the world. They don't really grasp, you know, the whole, they're six, okay? Like, they don't really grasp the whole thing. Her daughter, Kathy, is 10 years old. She's, you know, your typical 10-year-old, smart mouth, little mouse piece with her Britney Spears and shit. But she's like...
Britney Spears? Corn.
Oh, yeah, she's into corn. She was into
big
corn. She's
difference.
Like, I like corn. And I'm like, oh, well.
Corn, right. Limp Bizkit, you know. What was the big one? What was the...
She liked corn was the big one.
The
Limp
other
Bizkit.
One.
Slipknot?
Oh, something like...
I think it was Korn.
Some older band that was really heavy.
Yeah, it was,
that? Okay.
It was really wacko. She was into like this hard industrial stuff. Well, you probably wouldn't want to listen to Rant Radio. She goes, no, I like Korn and Limp Bizkit and stuff. And I'm like, well, maybe you would like to listen to Rant Radio. But not while Mom and Dad are home.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh my God. So, and definitely not while Ashley's there. I would not want to be teaching a six-year-old child. Like,
some of the words we say.
Oh, no.
I mean, I make myself blush sometimes.
There's a reason why I don't spawn, okay? It's just, it's not on, okay? I got 200 kids so far, so fuck it. Anyway, one of them's in jail.
We're two steps away from being an adult check show.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. So, but in all seriousness, you know, they were really overwhelmed with response. She posted in the forum talking about it. She sent me this great poem talking about how she really felt that Cult was an example of how guardian angels, like, you know, the whole God working in mysterious ways thing. It was kind of cool. And I'm like, no, it was pretty touching, you know.
I'm just trying to think of God working through us, and I'm just so fucking
No, no, no one said anything about God. They just said guardian angels. They didn't say whether or not they were fallen guardian angels. They didn't say shit about that, you know.
I just hate it when we get mistaken for the other side.
But in all honesty, what I was thinking about, she sent me this poem. And I might liberally change a couple of the lines in the poem, and it's pretty cool. I'll probably
make it more fitting.
Yeah, but it was like one of these poems, like, and they're there, and they're always watching, when, you know, our tone would be, they're there, they're always watching, you know. But bottom line, all bullshit aside, because of Ashley, we're going to start up a project called Project Wings, which we talked about briefly, where we're going to be taking computers, old shitty computers, any computers we can spare.
Good enough to get on the internet.
Suggest something very much like that.
Yeah, which is called Project Wings, and we go to places where there's bedridden children, kids or people, shut-ins, whoever, who's essentially trapped, because holy fuck, how much would that suck if you were shut into your house and couldn't get out and you didn't have an internet connection?
Mm-hmm.
Some people would think, oh, hey, I'm shut in and no one can get to me and I don't have to go outside. Woohoo! Pasty whiteness for me.
It's just me and my idiot box.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, there's only so much Jerry Springer and my
iPad. I'll give you this computer if you hand us your TV.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the dark crystal draining your essence only in, like, slow-mo. So that's exactly what happens. And so that's what we're going to do. This is what the whole concept of...
Yeah, you can have my piece of shit computer.
Okay. Yeah, if
you don't have it on the internet anyway.
No, he's got a Pentium 9. That's right on, Deck. That's right on, man. That's pretty huge.
I mean, exactly how hard is it to get your hands on 386s? I mean, there's got to be junkyard full of them.
I'd like to draw the line at about Pentium 90s.
Yeah. That would be a Pentium.
Even a 386 can get on the web.
Yeah, but would you even sentence anyone to surf with a 386? You want to make the situation better, not increase their blood pressure.
It's like, God damn it.
That's just cruel.
Yeah, imagine.
I mean, I'm a healthy person, and that's just about killed me.
Some
okay,
poor
so
kid
that.
Trying to download, like, some poor kid trying to download, like, a Britney Spears video. Or
remember their lives are only so long, okay? Yeah. They don't have long to live.
Some of these kids are terminal, and we want to make sure they can get...
The download time is longer than some of their careers.
Some of their lives.
So it's like, we gotta get these kids online. So, but we will dedicate that's very mighty of you. That's very mighty of you when you upgrade that we can do that. Alrighty, moving right along. What else?
Got another news story.
I have one other news story.
Sure.
Okay. I want to ask, why does it seem like people that are sexual deviants
seem
to have the same type of job?
What kind of jobs do they have?
Now, have you ever noticed that people like that seem to be into they sell candy? I'm not saying that all people that sell candy. It's like, how many times have you heard about somebody who runs a candy store or someone who deals with children? Someone who
would
have a job.
It's usually dealing with children, yeah.
Deals with children is the type of individual that will sexually molest somebody. Well, I found a comparison now.
Okay.
This man, this is in California. He was charged on the 10th. I won't tell you what he was charged for just yet. I'll tell you what he does. He was a farmer. He grows carrots. He grows carrots for horses.
Oh, I know this story.
These are horse treats. Now, you see why I'm asking this.
Uh-huh.
On the 10th, he was charged with 3 counts of sexually molesting horses.
Three horses came forward.
There's more who fear for their lives.
two were mares. That's female horses.
Okay.
He would tie up their hind legs, and he would sexually molest them. Mm-hmm. Now, you think that's bad. One of them, one of the three, was a gelding.
Okay.
Now, a gelding is a horse that has had its balls cut off. Uh-huh. So think about this. You're a horse. They've just cut your balls off. Now, fuck, does this suck?
Yeah.
No, here's the nice man who's
sorry,
giving you...
Sorry, fuck does this suck does not cover getting your balls cut,
cut off. Okay.
I'm sorry, a lot of things would come out of phrase as fuck does this suck. I think but my first initial drawing of breath before I said anything could be paraphrased by fuck does this suck without actually meaning the static of my vibe going off my body. My hair would come out, they'd do a spear reading, my hair would go, fuck does this suck. That's all I'm getting from this hair.
Okay, so... But here, wait, here comes the nice man who gives me the treats. He comes the nice man with the carrots. Oh, I like this man. Hey, what's he doing? He's tying up my legs. Well, I don't know why he's doing this, but I trust him because he gives me the carrots. Hey, what is he doing? What is he doing back there? Oh, God, this sucks. Oh, that's it. I'm going to go break a leg. I mean, it's like, fuck.
Somehow I think fuck this sucks about all you can actually get out, considering that's where, like, most of your hormones and rage come from. Wow. This sucks. You're not the same person anymore.
The really bad thing is people who abuse animals, okay, are one rung higher than pedophiles.
Uh-huh.
One rung. Which means I walk up, put a gun up to your temple, and blow your head off. As opposed to...
torturing you.
As opposed to sloth. Which is my favorite form of demolition. This is my pedophile collection downstairs. I have all these bunk beds set up. They're looking at me with confusion. Did you ever see Seven? The film Seven?
Yes. Sloth, remember the guy sloth? In the bed?
The guy with sloth who says to slowly rot.
Yeah. Nice little trees
I would
from
take
the
little Polaroid photos of them every day, and they make little flip cartoons as I watch them dissolve. Oh, sorry, I'd be like, how you doing today there, John? Feeling kind of bad? I don't know if you've noticed, but maybe it wasn't such a good idea for you to rape little Susie. I'll be back again tomorrow to put some more ointment on you. Hi, Carl. How you doing? Guess you're thinking, right? I don't know if you thought of this today, but it's a bad idea for you to rape little Johnny. I'll be back again tomorrow to put some ointment on you. God, I'd go upstairs, listen to their moans, and giggle my ass to sleep. My wife would be all, what are you giggling at, honey? Nothing. It's just the mushrooms in the basement are doing well. Can't go down there, though. Any light will just ruin the whole crop.
They'll collapse.
You know. They'll just, you know, they're all bad. I'm sorry, man. You want to have...
Can I go
and pour the child porn sites and post the MPEGs of them dissolving. Okay? We're just saying, remember John from 419 who posted all that stuff? Here's John now.
Nice little animated joke.
Look for him on Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, I have just one thing to say about that.
What?
Do you need any help?
Oh, I'm serious. Rack and pinion steering all for the fucking pedophile.
Oh.
Wow. I've got a bone marrow transplant. Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You're my friend's blood type.
We can get a good market for these guys' organs. Yes! Cult, funding itself through black market organ donations from pedophiles. Finally contributing to society. Okay, so.
We got a great story here. Former student hired by school he hacked into. This guy, a former East Carolina University student who was arrested after hacking into university's computer network, has been hired by the school for his computer expertise. How crazy is that?
Not really crazy. I mean, he knows the network.
Yeah, but the school called the cops on him and then hired him after he got arrested. Oh, yeah. You're the best person for the job.
Well, you get out of jail.
Well, yeah. You know, when you get out of jail, comes to us. Well,
it is an interesting recruitment program. I have to say that.
What do you think the CIA does?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I am hacker terror! Oh!
Want a job?
We have to take in months for you to come here. Well, you'll never take me alive. Take you alive, my ass. We want to give you a job. Here's a thing. Just go with me. It's all good. We need you in the Romanian bloc countries. I mean, give me a break. I mean, it'd be really all bullshit aside, I'm sure it's not as cool as that. But how cool would it be to be a hacker working for the CIA? I mean, you'd have to start smoking just because. You know what I mean? It'd just be like, ugh. I live a life on the edge.
I'm just like Robert Redford in 3 Days of the Condor.
I'm just like Robert Redford in sneakers. I'm just like Robert Redford. I'm going to change my name to Robert Redford. You know? Oh, my God. And meanwhile, that actual kind of life is probably more like the man who whispers to horses, but it's like, fuck.
The next one, German, from Germany, ISPs are now liable for hate sites.
What?
So, if you put up a hate site on your internet provider, they're liable for it, not you.
Oh, that's just sort of like if I send you a child porn JPEG, you go to jail.
Yeah.
Wow, so, hey.
It's your fault. It's on your
computer.
What's
Al Gore doing this time of the day? Anybody got Al Gore's email address?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Set a good example.
No. Wait, don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, guys. I got an idea for posting a site on MSN.
How about put it on the German government site, some hate literature?
There you go.
See how well their law works,
put a link
huh?
on it. Put a link to some hate literature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same goddamn thing, isn't it? It's one click away.
You know what I want to do? I want to start a website that basically, this is what it says. I hate everyone. That's all it says.
I hate everyone.
Put up the heading that it is a hate website.
Yep.
And then you go to it, and all it says is, I hate everyone, when you get there. That's the message.
Oh, that's, well, it's paraphrasing, but you've been to the Republican site then.
Oh.
In any case, moving right along, like my political joke, that was a political joke.
You have to pay money to get to that site.
Oh, yeah, then it would be a Republican site, yeah.
By the way, I don't know if we're going to do it this week, but sometime soon, PVM, Projectile Vomit Man, and myself are going to start harping.
Harping?
Harping.
Mm-hmm.
About the presidential election down in the States.
Mm-hmm. We should probably talk about that.
We could.
It's only slightly important. It only affects everybody.
Keep it nice and light, though.
Now, I understand that you poor bastards, especially those of you who live in the States, have no choice but to be inundated by all of this bullshit, and
I've already started seeing the ads on TV.
And I understand.
It gets worse.
Not again.
You can choose between Uber dickhead or censorship queen.
Well, like it or not, one of these two clowns is going to be your leader for the
next 4 years. So here's the question, boys and girls. I know the system doesn't seem to work, but if you don't get involved, and I realize a lot of our listeners aren't old enough to make a fucking difference.
Actually, a lot of them are.
Yeah.
But if you don't get out there and you don't vote, you are contributing to the fucking problem.
Oh yeah.
Why do you think that programs for old folks are funded and programs for young people aren't? It's because old people vote.
That's right.
That is all there is.
Well, for them it's a big day out. They get to go out of the home on that day.
They vote and block in mass all together.
Yes.
Actually, oh,
really?
Really funny.
They'll decide.
People past the age of 80 have their shit wired tight.
Uh-huh.
People past the age of 80. Now, there's exceptions to this rule. But up until the age of about 80, they got all these power trip dreams and shit. After the age of 80, they're like, man, I'm on borrowed fucking time. And then they start looking back on their lives going, you know, what about the next guy? And they got their shit down, man. You want a fucking educational experience? Go, dye your hair pink, and go to an old folks' home. Seriously.
Uh-huh.
And the ones who are cognizant will be like, hey, you got pink hair. Do you like pink hair? I like that color, too. And they'll say, My pants are that color, and I wear them, too. You know what I mean? And these people, they don't give a fuck. They live their lives. They got all kinds of suffering. These people live through, like, the Depression and shit, which makes, like, stuff we go through look like fucking mine. I'm like, damn, my VCR is broken. You know, like, what the hell is that about? Old people kick ass. I have long been a fan of old people. Like, Dak's mom used to know this chick who was 100 and fucking some shit years old. Sharper than tack. She'd sit there and fucking go through the World War I, World War II newspaper clippings she kept in her phone book and talk about them like they happened yesterday. Yeah, we were all concerned, and then Hitler pulled this shit, what an asshole, and all this kind of jazz. You know, and it was amazing. First person recollection. And if more young people talk to old people, fuck middle generation. Everybody between the ages of 40 and 60, fuck all you guys. We'll deal with the people 80 plus. Because they'd be the guys who'd vote for a lot of young people programs. They know what's going on, man. You can't pull the wool over these fuckers' eyes. They're going to die. They know they're going to die. So they got a lot of shit sorted out. I got a lot of time for really old people. Anyway, carry on. Sorry.
No problem. So like I was saying, now the problem is that you have all these fucking special interest groups. And the reason these special interest groups actually work, and the reason the politicians pay fucking attention to them, is because nobody else fucking votes. So if you don't get out there, you don't fucking try and do something, they're not going to give a fuck about you.
And you can always make the argument, oh, my vote doesn't count. Well, this is going to be one of the closest we've had since about 1960, where in certain states it was like one vote per precinct tipping the balance.
Yeah.
What do you mean your vote doesn't count? Yes, it counts.
My favorite politician, New York politician, ran for president in 1922, Alfred E. Smith, said, and I've said this quote before, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it sometime in the future, the answer for the problems of democracy is more democracy. we need more fucking people involved, then we will be represented by everybody.
Mm-hmm. I don't actually think democracy works, as a footnote, but, I mean, it's what we got right now, so, you know, we may as well try to use some duct tape to fix this fucker.
You got a better system?
Yeah, I do, actually, but no one likes it. It involves me and a Nike Bissell base and several thousand followers, two-headed cats, and giant robots. We're currently working on it. It's about a 25-year plan. What are you doing? Anyway, so, people are like, that's fucking stupid. What are you doing 25 years? Oh, we're retiring. Right on. We'll be walking the earth with our two-headed cats and giant robots. Philip Hart thought it was cool.
Why do the cats need a second head?
Why not? It scares the shit out of people. You're like, oh my god, there's a giant robot! And it's what a dick!
And it goes so well with the five asses.
It does, anyway. But in all honesty, just to amplify that, people think, oh, you know, my vote doesn't matter. Project 2517, people. Mm. We set a new record.
Did we?
A new record on...
Was it the landmines or the clearing the trees?
On
saving the trees.
Clearing the trees. Colt has
saving the landmines.
For it.
Yay! Badly for it.
Because now we haven't got all the totals and the tallies in for the day yet. Okay, but on the preemptive strikes, which were launched on August 30th, the preemptive strikes that started were topped every other day that site has ever had since its creation. And on that day, Cult saved 10.8 hectares of rainforest.
Mm-hmm. Fucking A.
Okay, that was day one. We have four other day totals coming in. Assuming that those came in, we're looking at Cult saving about 50 hectares of forest. What did you do this weekend?
Yeah. We're going to go live there.
And that's yeah, and we're going to get those fucking cool little guys with the blowguns to teach our two-headed cats how to use blowguns and shit. Anyway.
As soon as we chop down those trees and build some houses, we're going to go live there.
I'm going to pang him right now.
Well, fuck you, asshole. Hey, I'll kill that cat. Oh, my God, he's got a giant robot.
No.
Yeah. So, it's that... That's just now on the Clear Landmine site. We also got more clicks there. They went from like 795 clicks in one day to like
Said 4,000 today.
What?
It's an update on the IRC. Yeah.
4,000
just today. So far.
Oh my god. Okay, before
so far
that,
today.
So far today. Okay, the last one they had, the highest day they had before that was 797.
Oops. And we then threw it out of skew, huh?
And then they're like, 4,000 hits! Oh my god, someone's noticing that this page. That's the power of a group. Now, what would happen if people listening to Cult and people in Cult, what if the politicians had to worry about the counterculture
vote?
Yeah,
I was going
to
actually bring that up sometime. Oh, sir. Looking at the WWF, they had...
Yep.
I never watch it, okay?
Oh,
I saw it for 5 minutes, and they had something about, oh, politicians, you should be paying attention to us, because we have, like, 2.5 million fans. We're all going to vote for the same person. I'm like, oh, God, that scared me more than anything
else. That's right. Yeah, I read about that. They're getting into politics. Wrestling is getting...
The Rock was at the Republican convention.
So they say one side.
Let's take an arena full of sheeple.
Yep.
And go, vote for this guy.
And I'm sorry.
He gave me $2.3 million.
Get my ass.
Vote for this person because they're the people that are giving WWF tax breaks. It's probably not a lot.
They're
going to
make WWF mandatory.
I'm sorry. Cult will never vote because somebody kicks ass. That is not a voting reason, okay? I am very, very sorry. I would love to stand face-to-face with The Rock and go, you are a giant, big, fake actor. You suck. You look like an idiot. I hate you.
Your stupid little sideburns.
You and your stupid little sideburns. How does it feel? How does it feel to be a giant masturbatory target for gay porn? How does that feel?
You big loser. I guess when you're saying this, you'd want me there with you so I could die so you could escape, right? I'm completely honest about my ability to fight something that big.
I do not give a shit. I do not give a shit. What scares me is that the counterculture is not getting represented. I don't know if anybody's noticed. There's more uncool people than there are cool people. Kurt Bird was there in high school when I came to this revelation. I'm like, you know, there's only about 50 cool people in this whole school. And there's like 2,000 people in the school, and they're all trying to be one of the 50. Can you count, suckers? The future is ours if you can count. And that's exactly where it's at.
Didn't the Bible...
Why did you ever go to a fucking cooler high school than I did?
Didn't the Bible say something about the geek shall inherit the earth?
Yeah. And that's about it. And the geek shall inherit the earth. And we can only get our ass counterculture and organized. That's
now,
why.
Now, if you've noticed, me and PBM, this is your Uncle Dak speaking, have not said which side we support. And I am going to tell you which side I support, but I'm not going to tell you which side you should support. Mm. I don't give a shit. Even if you do get out and vote the opposite side that I do, I don't consider that a wasted fucking vote. Because if enough of you fucking get out there and actually vote, I'm certain my side would win.
the truth is, if young people vote, then both of the two officially sanctioned political parties of the U.S. will actually start creating policies that are good for young people.
Yes.
If they both have to kiss up to the counterculture, then they'll both kiss up to the counterculture.
That's so sweet. Would you imagine an American politician calling a Canadian twit like me?
We'd like your support in
the next 4 years. Hey, another election coming. Let's make the counterculture vote. We'd like to talk about what you'd like to see instituted as policy. We'd like you to wear a clown suit.
Every day to work.
Remember Jello? Yeah, baby. Let's talk about the clown suits, bitch.
But so like I was saying, me and PBM are both serious fucking Democrats. Mm-hmm. Okay?
You're Democrats. Now, yes. What does that mean for all us politically uneducated?
Well, the Democrats have become more of the liberal party. Unfortunately, they're currently being run by the guy who's married to the bitch who invented the tipper sticker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a real problem with her.
Yeah, I know, but the problem is I have more of a problem with the Republican Party.
It's a lesser of two evils situation.
Unfortunately, that's how our democracy
Let's not make this too jaded. What do the Republicans stand for? Do not be jaded. Say what their policies are.
The Republicans want
They want to give the rich tax breaks so that they can keep their money train flowing, more or less.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's a lot of different policies, and that is summing it up so simply.
That's what he's known in the vernacular as.
George.
Is the most kill-happy governor in the history of the state.
Kill-happy?
Yeah, he executed a lot of people.
And he's already in the record books for it.
No, I am actually for...
What was it, 3 weeks ago he executed a retarded guy?
Yeah, that's right.
I am heavily, I do believe in a death penalty. I am totally for a death penalty. I do believe in capital punishment, but I have to say that this guy just, like, pulls the switch without Larry being...
As he's passing by.
Like, without it being fucking checked, okay? And Texas, well, I'm not going to actually knock a state, but let's just say, and I'll be completely honest, I cannot think of any place in the United States I'd least likely to like to live. That's mainly because of the fucking politicians and the policies they have down there. That has nothing to do with the people. That has nothing to do with the terrain.
Even if you believe in the death penalty, it's really hard to support it in the current system because they're finding with DNA testing all this stuff, they're finding that most of the guys that are on death row don't deserve to be there. And you know what that means? That means the people that do deserve to be there aren't. They're still on the street.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with the death penalty. I do not agree with the procedure they used to get to it.
Yeah, they recently was it Illinois they shut down the death penalty?
I think it was Michigan. It was one of the northeastern states that a Republican governor there put a moratorium on the
capital punishment,
imposing the death penalty on the people on death row until they get their DNA testing shit in house in order, because a bunch of them were tested.
They were tested,
like,
but 20% of those individuals
were immediately cleared.
Really?
Had to let them out because these guys are obviously not guilty.
They were innocent.
And they were death row?
Yes.
Fucking death row, awaiting execution.
Oh, my God.
20%.
Apparently this... Oh, man, you're starting to see stuff on TV about this, fortunately. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases, the prosecutors...
I could have a Dr. Pepper,
the prosecutor, like, there will be DNA evidence, which basically... affirms the innocence of these people. The prosecutors, who would be able to declare a mistrial and whatnot, they say, oh, no, well, maybe if this person didn't rape and kill that little girl, then he must have been there and held her down. Yeah. They come up with shit, and it's perfectly It's perfectly obvious they're coming up with shit.
I take Jello's stance. What if you're wrong?
Well, forget about if you're wrong. If I thought I would basically be executing one innocent man for every 100 men that every 100
it's worth it to you?
100 guilty yeah. men, I would take that odds.
I was going to say that. There was a big quote when we got rid of it here in Canada. I'd rather have 100 criminals walk the street than one innocent man die. Well, I'm sorry. I'd rather get rid of that one innocent man than have 100 criminals.
You can't. It's really difficult. Like,
but 20%. That's one
in five.
One in five is fucking innocent, and you're killing him. No, I'm sorry. Even I, and I'm insane. I will admit,
you won't
insane.
Go that far.
I will basically step back
he
from that.
He has better
one.
Odds at the crap tables in Vegas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, actually,
gamble your life.
Yeah, no, that's really, really bad. And we all have seen firsthand the American justice system.
No, I like to call it an American legal system because justice has very little to do with it.
That's true. Yep. Cult is the new American justice system. The current legal system has our boy Skip all wrapped up in bars.
Let's move on to a different subject. How about campaign finance?
Oh,
let's see,
God.
Just to get to the Republican convention, you know how much they spent to get W to the convention?
No idea.
$100 million. Wow. You know how much they're going to spend between the convention and Election Day? Another $100 million.
$200 million.
Democracy can be bought for $200 million.
Oh, yeah. The Democrats.
Coming to a country near you.
Yeah. Don't we have limits here in Canada on how much you can spend to get into the government?
Well, let's not really.
We have laws in Canada. Like, technically, in Canada, you're supposed to give, TV stations are supposed to give equal coverage to all of the political parties that have over a certain number of candidates. To date, I believe the only TV station that has done this, shockingly enough, is Much Music, which is our equivalent of MTV a few years ago. And they had like the what was it? They had the Green Party on there.
Like, the Reform Party. I remember
they had like Kim Campbell interviewed by one of the bare naked ladies. They had
oh fuck that! I'd pay money for that.
And they had the guy from what was Doug Henning from the
Natural Law Party.
The Natural Law Party, the Yogic Flyers Party, that pretty much...
That's the one year I voted.
Imagine what these guys are
so
like.
One year I voted for the Natural Law Party. Just because he was that wacko.
So, you know...
He's got to change something.
But, you know, we do have tighter laws in Canada, and we don't have the pork barrel of special interest money and all this soft money.
Not yet, but we do have wonderful laws, like, for instance, that they're not allowed to take polls within, 72 hours of the fucking election being actually on?
Because of all the sheeple that go, I want to vote for the winner!
And the news blackout from coast to coast so that, you know, they can't actually tell us who won the election until after the polls
close. No, that's
closed.
I understand why they're doing
but
that.
Of course,
but
1 minute after the polls close on the West Coast, they immediately tell us who the East Coast of Canada elected.
Basically, what it comes down to is...
I'd turn on the phones. Skip Radio may be phoning in.
Okay. Wow.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hi, Zombie.
Hey, Zombie.
Make it quick, buddy. We got a lot of shit we're doing here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Everyone out there, but my computer's Nick car kind of like crashed.
Well, you're missing a great show, but don't worry. You'll be able to download it soon. Sim's getting all the files in order, and that goes to everybody else as well. If you missed the show, do not freak. You will be able to download them soon. Say what the hell, buddy.
Oh, what the hell.
Right on.
Oh, so please, if you're not Skip Radio,
don't phone in.
Or if you don't have, if you have a word of God to actually give us. I mean, really, the word of God.
Wait, guys, seriously,
and not just some message to pass on from Pat Robertson.
Yes. remember what a fanatic is. He's somebody that knows what God would do if only God knew all the facts.
So it's like, in all seriousness, please don't call unless you're Skip. Skip could be trying to get through. And when
the lockdown is at 11 p.m.
Okay.
His time, and he's going to give a try to phone, and that's he's got a half hour, 25 minutes now.
Has he got free access to the phone?
Apparently.
Wow. I guess they don't know he knows anything about computers then.
That's right.
Fucking pocket knowledge.
He makes,
so
he makes one call and 200 people hear
if
him.
I was single, I'd be in Pennsylvania right now. ask Jack if I'm
waiting
kidding.
Outside the prison.
No. No.
I fucking went to Paris on a whim, okay? Oh, my fucking God. I swear to God, I swear to God, my wife is a government plant in order to keep me under control.
Jeez.
Because long before this point, I would have went like, oh, everybody be eating popcorn before this stage if it wasn't for that, I tell
you. You can use the phone at any time. Bab says.
Okay, good enough. So please don't call
in. Don't phone in unless you're Skip Radio.
Please, just this show is really important, guys. Okay, please carry on.
Where were we?
I'd like to make one point before we go on.
Sure.
The only person, nobody should call in. Anybody within the sound of our voice should not call in.
Yes.
Because Skip Radio is in jail, and he won't be able to hear this warning.
Yeah, exactly. So, carry on now.
We're talking
campaign
about
funding.
Campaign funding. Now, the Democrats spent, like, what was it? I think their total to date.
Actually, what they have in the bank right now is exactly approximately half what the Republicans have because they're the fat cat support. The Republicans, the big corporations, the multimillionaires who know they're getting a huge tax break if W gets in.
And if that's not a reason to vote for the Democrats and not the Republicans,
the two guys on
I don't
the Republican ticket are both Texas oilmen. Are you angry about your gas prices? Blame these two assholes because they're at least partly responsible.
Actually, there's quite a story about that.
Dick Cheney's retirement package.
I remember reading
a $20 million retirement package from the oil company that he worked for.
I remember
for
reading
so he could go become vice president.
Sorry, let him go.
There was a story. I believe it was in Mother Jones magazine. If it wasn't that, it was in Brill's Content. But it was a history behind basically W's one successful business venture, and it was basically an oil scam.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and the details are very, very interesting, and it's fucking amazing that this has not gotten in the news media. It's
no,
like,
it isn't.
Well, no, it's not. But you know, people would eat this shit up if they knew about it. It's like.
So please, well, what we're trying to say, and we're going to actually have more details. This has kind of came off the top.
I'll give you one final thought on W, and
I've never seen you be this rabid.
Maybe we'll lace into Al and Tipper next week or something.
No, I'd like to have a counterpoint right away if that's cool with you.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Well, we don't have much time.
Oh shit! I just lost it.
Okay.
All right,
we're going to our last news story. Then we're going to play another rant.
Okay, but regardless, we at this time, even though Tipper Gore, bad! Republicans, really bad!
Yeah.
No, I'm
you
like,
can put up with stickers on your CDs, folks.
No, I want to hit Tipper Gore.
No, I do too.
Yeah.
Trust me. But I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I am not going to tell you who to fucking vote for. What I am going to tell
you people, anyone listening to this is obviously net savvy, so you can go out and research these people and find out what their positions are on your own time.
No matter how much they try to conceal.
But bottom line, this shit is important. Research it. This is important shit. We're Canadians. We don't get to vote. Otherwise, we'd be voting.
Yes.
But whatever the fuck you people do, it's going to affect our sorry ass.
Yeah. If you wonder why a bunch of Canadians actually know and care, it's because, one, I grew up in New York. I've never really given up the fact that I'm not an American. Okay. Number two.
My excuse is I have no life, no political junkie.
That's fair.
That works.
He actually wants to pay attention to the only real fun game in town, okay?
It's the greatest spectator sport in the world.
All right, so what is the final...
Better than some movies.
Final news story, Sim.
Time Warner posts a link it had banned. I don't know if I talked about this last week.
What?
CNN posted a link to all the... DCSS sites. Dak wants to get your attention. To all the DCSS sites. AOL is owned by Time Warner. Time Warner sued the guy who made DCSS. And they made it illegal to make links to DCSS. Yet, on one of their pages, they had a link to DCSS. Nonetheless, as soon as it pointed out to them, they took it down immediately.
No shit.
After the judgment went down, though.
Yeah, it's just bullshit.
So they were totally against themselves.
What a bunch of fucking pinheads. But, again,
eating its own tail.
Who's surprised here? Hey, do we want to play another rant?
Yeah, it's, this is, Sean K about, making money.
Do you want to do that one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
We've got three. We're going to play all three.
Theme. We have this one here is about, well, how me and Sim feel about making cash.
That's right. On Rant Radio.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the Colt
Leader.
For more info on Colt and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Never everyone comes up to me and Sim all the time and say, hey, how's Rant Radio going? How's the health going? I say, great, we're growing like wildfire. We're making a difference. We're clicking on landmines. We're clearing things. We're helping little kids get computers. We're doing all that shit. Things are going great. And they say, hey, are you making any money? Are you making any money yet? And I say, no. And they say, oh, gee, that's too bad. Like, what the fuck? Why has everything got to be about money? Why has everything got to be, how much money did you make this week? Or did you make any money on that? Do you fucking garden? What? Do you garden? Yes. Do you make any money? No. Do people frown on that? No. Why? Why? Just because we're on the internet, I have to make money with it. Everything's about money, 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 money. Let's privatize the hospitals. Make that about money, 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 money. Everything's money. Everything's got to be, the whole world circles and rotates around a large, burning, glowing S with two lines through it. Talk about bullshit. I've had enough. You can take your cash and shove it, okay? We're going to have cash flowing and cult eventually, but it's going to be to help cult members. Fuck you. Fuck your profit margin. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. A lot of people have been concerned about the direction of the cult organization. The group of individuals who call themselves Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorists. So I'd like to take this opportunity to dispel any perhaps misconceived notions that many may have about cult. Cult is not about violence. Cult believes in tolerance of other people, even though they may be pinheads. At no time would any cult member ever do anything that could be considered to be violent. We are a peaceful people. We have no time for abuse. We have no time for people who would hurt another. In our heart of hearts, we are truly not militant, but we would like to be recognized as peaceful and loving people. The kind of people you want next door. The kind of people that are in your neighborhood. Your children are in cult. You should love us. We're the people who will inevitably be the future. We will eventually take over and bring the world to a kinder, gentler, happier place. This is the dream of cult, and this is where cults will go. You cannot stop cult. Cult is like love. It spreads like a neurotic virus. We're everywhere. We're in your homes. We're in your schools. We're at your place of work. We guard you while you sleep. We are the good friends. We are the ones who will look after you when you get old. We're the ones who will keep you safe. Think of us as your friends. Think of us as cult. Think of us. And know that we're always watching you.
Somebody said you sound high while you're doing that.
Well, the screams in the background were cheering him up.
Oh, that's
breaking glass.
I'm sorry, I've already got that many cult members, and when we do have enough cult members, 5 months, 200 members, getting pretty close to that level.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Damn, you couldn't call it a religion, or you'd be getting tax breaks.
Well, that's okay. We're actually going to be turning into a non-profit organization very soon.
As well as Rant Radio.
As well as Rant Radio. So we're looking into that as well so that people can make donations, things like that.
Tax write-off!
And people have been expressing interest now. I don't want to get into this right now, but
yeah.
Our shirts are probably going to be a couple more bucks than regular so that we can use it to start funding. It's getting a cult fund set up in case people run into trouble, cult members run into shit. And it's not going to be like a big bank fucking system for everybody who can't make rent. I'm talking about for like serious, serious shit.
Talking a serious legal defense fund.
Yeah. Like,
something like that.
As we've seen, we do fucking need it.
Yeah, because, I'm sorry, it's at this stage I'd like to have the power to help people. We're all doing really good, but I think that if you could buy a t-shirt and know that, yeah, you paid $30 for the shirt, but that cash went to pay for the shirt and it went straight to help all of the members of cult, that'd be the shit. Anyway,
that's how the DCSS t-shirts worked.
You had a point about AOL.
AOL. Okay. AOL originally was supposed to be a community on the internet. It was supposed to stay separate from the internet, where its own members had access to facilities within their community, as well as other people. When I first joined AOL, it was because a couple of friends of mine were already on it, and I spent almost all of my time on AOL, not actually on the internet.
Okay.
AOL was structured and so on.
Yeah.
My problem with that now, especially with AOL being owned by Time Warner and that.
Oh, yeah.
People within the, like, I mean, it's what? 2 million people are online on AOL.
That's huge.
Yeah. They're the biggest online community in the United States. Okay. Most of those people are exactly like I was. They spend all their time online on
AOL. Which is
why, Tom. Not the internet. They think it's the internet, but it's not really. It's just a community
it's
within
the Matrix.
The well, something yeah. like that. So
it's a virtual gated community.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what it is.
Yep.
But they're starting
brought to you by Time
stuff.
Warner.
They're starting to censor stuff off of AOL.
Well they always did.
But now it's 2 million
shit.
People off the internet community and going, not saying you can't look at this, not even letting them know it's available.
Mm-hmm.
They have no access to it. They don't go outside of AOL. They don't use the internet gateway that AOL sets up. Which
also has, like, you know, huge locks and net demons on there to prevent you from going through.
But they don't know any better. That's the point, right?
Yeah, they don't have access to Rant Radio or any of the other things that are on internet. Granted, there's some shit on the internet nobody wants to see. So you have to try dig through a lot of shit to get to the diamonds.
Does,
in AOL, you can't do that.
Does the O stand for Orwell?
No, I mean, the thing that really pisses me off is, like you were saying, you have 2 million people who are on this.
They're being blinded.
And not just that. They've just been bought. Congratulations, you were just fucking bought.
There's a reason why AOL
Time
got
Warner.
So huge.
No. It's the other way around. AOL bought Time Warner. AOL is bigger than Time Warner.
Yeah. Really?
Really? Yes. AOL is huge.
Orwell Online.
It's got the ear of 2 million people that spend a lot of time on the internet, and you can put anything you want on AOL as long as you pay them the money.
Yeah. Wow. You can make them look at it, anything.
Just type in your AOL keyword.
You're guaranteed that at least 2 or 3% of the population of AOL, if it's an eclectic subject, will see it. 2 or 3% of 2 million people. That's a lot.
We should advertise.
I mean,
somebody said 10 million
right
people.
On the freaking
10 million.
They're worldwide. So.
Somebody just said 10 million people.
Yeah.
Okay, 10 million. Yeah. Well,
whatever.
In the United States,
it's a shitload of people.
I don't know. My appreciation of AOL was mostly, you know, collecting those discs and using them for Drake coasters.
Oh yeah, they're great for that.
Or mobiles and shit.
I actually sharpened the edges of mine and used them as shurikens to kill people.
But a lot
I
of
hope
people
can't say
don't
that.
Know anything about the internet. They get this thing in the mail and they go, oh, cool, I can get on the internet.
Oh,
or they click on their
free.
Internet wizard and they go, or you can get on AOL. It's on your desktop.
Or,
look at that.
Or you can, if you're purchasing an upgrade to popular video game The Sims, when you're trying to install it, it asks you if you want AOL.
I love that.
You know what we need to
or
do?
Or they automatically
we should
put it on your desktop.
Already,
on the desktop.
It was when he was trying to connect to their website through his cable connection.
We should advertise on AOL. Just buy some time and just advertise Rant Radio.
AOL keyword, Rant Radio.
So they'll come to us.
As you know,
we can lead them out of the virtual wilderness.
The thing is you pay enough for AOL.
What?
When you get into AOL, or what it used to be.
Virtual Moses.
I don't know about it anymore. There used to be like 8 different columns that you of things that you clicked on.
This is the front page, right?
Yeah, the front page. You get travel, leisure, you know, computer stuff, all that kind of different columns of places you can go to. Most people didn't know about any other functions other than that. As a matter of fact, I talked to a lot of people who had been on there for a long time. They didn't know any other function except for the chat ones.
Yeah.
Beyond that.
They probably think that's the internet too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You pay enough money, they will put your link higher up in the order of those clicking down.
That's how it works anyway on the internet,
too.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just
you pay money and your and
I would guarantee
you pay money and your site will get basically hit more because it's higher up in the thing.
Oh yeah, gotcha.
Basically, if we had enough money, we could go to AOL and say, okay,
we want to be on the front page.
I want you to put me underneath the first page after leisure. I will pay for 1 day.
Yeah.
We would probably. Oh God, I wouldn't imagine how many people
millions
would
of
get
hits
after that.
Well, the thing is, though, if the amount of money that would take,
bankrupt a small nation.
Well, bankrupt a small nation. Cult is getting 1,000 unique hits every day.
No, but I'm just giving you an example.
No, guaranteed.
For 1 day, just 1 day of
service. Oh, it's scary.
Nothing regular service, just 1 day.
The rats are eroding. Cult is going to be very much like pollution very soon. Oh, it's just a few car fumes. And if we can boil the water slowly enough, we can kill all the frogs. Okay.
I got your analogy, but I have to say, whoa! Yeah. Did you ever just create a verbal boomerang with that one?
I know. But that's totally how it is. If we
Nomad Terrell says, Kurt, speak into the mic!
Sorry.
There you go.
It's like you've got to... like, if we can just get Cult, because Cult's getting all direct... I look at where some of these hits are coming from. They're all direct requests. People saying, the Cult. Burning Man.
They're not coming from anywhere. They just type it right in.
They just type it in, and away they go. So people are talking about it, and we're like the virus, man. The virus is spreading, and pretty soon it's going to be an epidemic. And I'd like to have the counterculture vote in the next presidential election.
I'm just curious as to all the people that are on the IRC right now, if they could quickly type in where exactly you first heard about Rant Radio.
That'd be interesting.
Okay. Yeah, would be interesting.
Just go for it. So if you don't mind, just type it in just for to satisfy
your... See where you heard about Rant Radio or Cult.
Or Cult. Or whatever brought you into this.
Whatever brought you into this from
our sphere of influence.
And coming up in our Insta poll, the place where Rant Radio was most heard about, Men's Room Wall.
For a good time, listen to.
Actually, we should start writing that. For a good time.
There we go. Wow, suddenly I feel so...
Geek drunk. News, Live 365, Shoutcast from Ronan Medic. Shoutcast. My friend Matt, Simplex told me, Geek News, cult member. My friend told me, Radio Spy, Rancid Girl, Kexler. It's all over the map.
So, but a lot of it looks like it's word of mouth.
Yeah.
I was just going to say something about that men's room as well. I
went to
men's room up at SFU the other day.
I did my part.
They actually deliver bread up there. I actually saw something on the internet on the wall that just summed up our times.
Yeah.
For a good time, email Shoozy at...
Oh, perfect.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
That is funny, but it's kind of a sign of our times, isn't it?
Well,
welcome to the 21st century.
It's happened now where I was down at my local video store, and I was talking with Farble. I was down there, and we were doing some shit, and I was, going off, because, I'm looking for something.
Never.
Really? Yeah, I just don't save up these rants. This shit happens at random every day, everywhere I go.
He seem to have a strong opinion about anything.
I know. Get off the fence, Sean.
You're just so fucking wishy-washy.
I know. I got to get off
everybody's
the fence
bitch.
I'm working on it. That's what the Scientologist said. They said, I need to work on my sense of humor. And I have trouble expressing myself. No shit. There's a 600 questionnaire thing. You have trouble expressing yourself and you need to work on your sense of humor. I'm like, lady, if I express myself anymore, I'd be in jail.
Well, we only ducked into Scientology just because it was raining.
Do you think my questionnaire is a bitch? Phil airs out.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how Scientology gets most of its people.
This is what, people
they
ducking
lie
out
to
of
them.
The rain?
Because it's
ducking out of the rain.
Figuratively.
5,000, that's very
metaphorically,
deep.
Metaphorically, sorry.
That's very deep.
Very strong membership in Vancouver, huh?
But no,
have to get out of the rain.
I swear to God, you may think my dogma's fucked. You may be like, Sean Kennedy, man, he yells, he screams, he's all over the place, he swears his head off, he's talking about hitting people with shovels.
Consider the alternative.
Long live Sean K, right on, that guy's the fucking man.
Anyways, video store.
Sorry, video store.
That's right.
Thank you. Subject whiplash. train of thought derailed. So, I'm in the video store with Farble. I was going on, and I said, well, so I guess it's all part of being Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, was the statement that came out. And the video clerk went, boing, and looked over at me. And I didn't see this, but Farble did, and he's, like, staring at me. And he, like, thinks about it, goes back to work. Later, Farble went back and said, hey, I was in here the other day, and a guy said he was Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Does that mean anything to you? And he goes, yeah, well, I listen to Rant Radio sometimes, and, I know who he is. Which kind of freaked me out. And, like, Spidey was down here. We went for a burger. I'm talking to Spidey, and Spidey's talking to me, and Spidey's a very cool guy.
Yeah.
Sweetheart. Really. He's a fucking A guy. And he's like, man, I think you're really doing a good thing here. If it wasn't for this shit, if you hadn't started Cult, and he's laying all this shit on me like, I'm the man who did it all.
You know, fuck that. I'm a guy who yelled into a microphone and came up with a format. Oh, you motherfuckers built this thing. Okay, yeah, I'll go to jail for it. But you're the guys who built this motherfucker. Okay, it's it's Sean Kane's the fucking
man. Which brings us directly back to the Legal Defense Fund.
No, but seriously.
Is this really for, Sean?
You know, like, you want to talk about people who got balls? Let's talk about Zerstor.
Yeah.
That fucking kid sent me an email telling me I should be electing people and shit like that. You know how much balls it takes to come up to me and say, you know, Sean, I really think the way you're running cult's fucked. You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have the balls to come up to me and say, I think you're running this thing fucked. I need guys like Zerstor. As far as I'm concerned, Zerstor is a pretty fucking loyal cult member to sit back and go, hey, man, I don't know if this is all cool. Are you sure we're doing the right thing? What's the definition of this? You know, who's questioning this? You know, are we making sure accurate representation's happening? I mean, fuck, the kid had mega good points.
Yeah.
I landed on him in Brainwashing 9. I, like, nailed his ass to a wall in Brainwashing 9. But, I mean, in all retrospect, I didn't mean to nail him quite that way. I nailed his ideas to a wall.
Yeah.
But
not
fucking
him.
A, as far as I'm concerned, same as Smokehouse. Smokehouse and APOC, they read me the fucking riot act.
Whenever
every goddamn time.
It's
you know?
Good,
oh, they're up my ass, man. This is shit.
They're looking for corn nuts.
It's the entire organization.
Oh, it is.
Should
it's
be.
Brutally,
it should
guys
be.
Are
absolutely
on me.
No censorship at all.
Yeah, and
somebody wants to say something or write something.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what I said.
Right. Doesn't mean you're going to go with it, but it's good to hear it.
People say that, you know, well, if I speak out against Sean K and IRC, I'm going to get my ass kicked. Well, that may be the case, but I can't censor the other people.
Yeah.
Just like I can't censor you, so. If people react on your ass for, you know, showing up, if some guy shows up in the IRC and says, well, I like child porn. Wow, not a good day to be a bad guy, huh? You know? It's just kind of shitty on you, you know? God doesn't like you very much.
Well, no, there are more. I think there are more interesting ways to commit suicide, but none quite so sure, you know?
But, oh, my God. So... I mean, that's the kind of shit that is happening in cult. I want to make sure. I'm going to go over this again in Brainwashing 10.
It should become a tradition.
What?
It should be a hard and fast tradition within the organization.
What, to fucking read me the riot act?
Oh, not just you, but
that's great.
The right to be able to do it.
The right to basically read somebody the riot act.
Yeah, sure.
And,
if you want to
say
show,
you
don't have to listen. But as patient zero, what I'm doing is working as the hub when the guardians work out and they got things they need to get done. They don't talk to each other directly. It goes through me if it's a cult-related task. That way they can't get busted.
There's a thing. It's called probable... What's the exact term? Legal term? Plausible deniability. Yeah.
Plausible deniability. All it works is when eventually this thing does start moving, people are doing some very serious shit online, it'll all be coming through me. I delete all records. There is no database on cult. The only database that exists is the ICQ and emails that exist online.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are doing shit which is cult-related, which is quote-unquote questionable... It'll all be running through me. So if anyone gets pulled in, I'm the guy. And that's the responsibility of patient zero. I'm not waving a flag going, la, 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 tura, lura, lura, fuck that, okay? I'm not like Mr. I'm keep the faith, look at me, martyr guy. I'm just saying that's the way it's got to be run. Because, and if I wind up going to jail, then people in their respective cities are going to take over as patient zero. And that'll get posted in the virus manifesto. Where they're like, hey, you know what? If we arrest Sean, we'll have 400 rabid cult organizations with no centralized leader.
There's a term for that. It was called a cell structure.
Yeah.
The Marquis used that in France when they were fighting against the Nazis. Oh, gee, an analogy there.
Yeah. So that's how this is going to work. Bottom line, where I'm getting to on this is I don't know if I expressed it good enough in the last Brainwashing 9, and I'm going to talk about Brainwashing 10. But as far as I'm concerned, Zerstor has got balls at clank, and I think he's a pretty brave dude to fucking step up to me and go, yeah, fuck you, and everybody else is like, whoa, how dare you speak out against Sean? Everybody can speak out against me. I'm not fucking special. I'm just the guy who started this shit. That's all. It doesn't make me fucking holy.
You're louder than most of us.
Besides,
my mic is loud enough.
Your critics can be your friends because they're not afraid to tell you when you're wrong.
Oh, absolutely. The last thing I want is a whole load of people cheering me on as I annex Poland. Fuck that.
Yeah, yeah. Remember the next thing. The next thing
or drive the fucking bus over the cliff.
I think
actually a better analogy would be that Sean Kennedy is naked. You know, it's
yeah, exactly. Let me know if I'm not wearing my Shaolin clothing. It's 8:00.
Yeah, it doesn't look like. Skip's going to phone in. I think he can only phone collect and something went wrong or Who knows? Maybe he was the one that was trying to phone.
Maybe he was calling.
At the beginning, like when it rang normally.
What do you know? You know, there's ifs
like
and ands.
Like it rang normally, I answered the phone, but nothing was there. So that was maybe him and the phone was messing up.
Ifs and ands were pots and pans. Well, plus also.
He's going to try next week. That's
well,
what Pap said.
It also could have been picked up higher on Rant Radio. Who's this? There's an operator. They're like, whoa, you're the fuck out of there.
That's right.
You know, no
not
more
working.
Calls for you. You're not calling a radio station. Are you insane?
Yeah. Hmm.
You got to know those calls are monitored, right?
Okay. So they are.
Next week.
They literally tell them that your calls are monitored.
We'll just say hello or something.
Yeah, or something like that. Hopefully, by next week, his ass will be out of fucking jail.
Yeah, but at worst.
Okay, because, like, I got to... Jesus, man, I hope he's okay. I really do.
Yeah.
If I find out one hair on his fucking head gets hurt, oh, my God.
Little trip to Pennsylvania?
No, we don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to go
anywhere. The glory of the Internet.
It's weird, man. I got to be careful what I say now. I can't be all expressive like that. Kill them all, because there'd be people showing up in the paper and shit. I'm serious. Not seen the emails I have gotten. Sim has got some.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I can't even talk about it online. I'll tell you offline. I'm not joking. I got some email that showed up that's like, oh, my God. I'm not really sure I'm comfortable with having these kinds of connections.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know. Oklahoma much? Okay, so. So, moving right along.
So I think it's time.
It is time, Tales from the Street or
Tales from the Street.
Are you
Tales
ready to
from
go?
The Street.
It's gonna be I'll warn you now. It's going to be a long one as I've got two stories to tell this week.
All right.
That's perfectly fine. And I'm going to get that queued up right about now.
You got me one too, please?
So somebody say something. Well.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
Picking him up with a squeegee, it's Running Minix's Tales from the Street.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Batten down the hatches and lock your doors. It's Ronan Medics time once more. I'm here once again to tell you two whole stories. First one I'm going to give you off is I'm going to give credit to my first ever fan slash groupie, Nomad Terrell. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Yes, it's true.
He's cheering at home.
Oh, no. That person is cheering at home, yes. And I got this lovely email from this person. It was like, you know, dear Ronan Medic, really like your stories, find them very interesting, even know a couple of people that you've worked with, et cetera, et cetera. But just a quick question, I'm just curious, is it true that there are only 14 ribs in the human body? So, of course, I answered, thank you very much for the very large compliments. I'm very flattered that you actually did a little bit of research on me and did some digging around in that. But just to let you know, there are 24 ribs in the human body, only 14 that attach to the sternum. Who told you this? And the reply email comes back is, well, I don't know how to tell you this, and it's just this WAV file. And I click on this WAV file, and lo and behold, there's this strange voice I recognize. It sounds remarkably like Sim asking a question. And the next thing I know is, there's this buffoon, but he sounds like me answering this question. So, of course, I email something along the lines of, wow, I'm glad to see that that you're paying attention. I'm very flattered. And evidently, I smoke way too much crack before the show.
There's more than 14.
Yes, there are. There's 24. There's 14 that attach to the sternum.
One,
seven along each side.
Yeah.
And there's 8, 9, and 10, which merge and make that curve that attaches to 7, as
okay.
It attaches up here. And then number 11 and 12 are just sitting there going, flying, hi, break me up so I can jab some vital organ.
Yep.
But that,
once again, your ribs hate you.
Yes, it's proven.
See, that's why you should
true.
Cut them out. Not only does it make some things more fun, but...
You're fired. Get out.
Yeah. Yeah, so just for Nomad Terrell, for you, as I promised, because, well, you know me that well. Hi, I'm Ronan Medic. I only have 14 ribs. I'm horny. Please take advantage of me.
Just
I wish you could see right
just
now.
Just to bring our nameless guest, who's yet to be internet named.
She's still an internet virgin?
She's still, no, she's not. No, far,
no, far from that.
Okay. She's an internet floozy.
Oh, careful.
No, that's well, I mean that in the nicest possible
way. The nicest possible way that you're a Pelosi.
Well, here I am with this shovel. Getting pretty deep. Dirt's starting to fall on me.
There's China.
So anyhow, to bring her up.
Some rice?
To bring you up to date.
To bring you up to date, when girl on the left was in the studio, she made, there was a reference where we were talking about cops searching for people and they entrapped this guy who's a pedophile, blah, 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 whether or not it was entrapment. And a girl on the left unfortunately said, well, it would have been wrong if the cop showed up in the room and said, hi, I'm 14, I'm horny, please take advantage of me. Which, of course,
hi, I'm a 14-year-old, I'm really horny, please take advantage of me.
Which, of course, got immediately chopped and exploited and is now more misquoted than Nietzsche. Okay? So, that's a
I love the way his hand was pointing directly at me. He said Nietzsche.
So,
yeah.
For everyone who didn't get that joke, read a book. Okay.
Anyways, that was story one. Story two, I affectionately call Skanky Stripper Stories, Volume 1.
Oh, no, not this! Skanky Stripper Stories,
Volume 1.
Unfortunately, I know this boy's a girl. I'm begging.
Let's take note that it was Uncle Dak who said, oh, no, not this.
Uh-huh. Tells you how good it is.
Mike's story, let him go.
So here we are. Myself and the person I was working with, up in Fort St. John. Yes, that's right. We finally come off and say, hey, we've got 4 days off. This is amazing. Where are we going to go? We've got to get out of this place, because if it's the last thing we ever do. So we pack up, and we go to the bustling metropolis known as Grand Prairie, Alberta. Yes. Beers, steers, and queers. Not quite that bad, but
it's pretty rank.
It's pretty rank. You know, I'm white,
parties for all.
Yeah, I'm white and don't have a Mac jacket. I felt out of place.
Right. Gotcha. weren't there at the latest cross burning? Felt real bad.
Oh, something like that. The bar segregating to two sides. We have the Native Indians who do not like the Mac jacketed people and the Mac jacketed people who do not like the Native Indians.
And you parked your ass firmly online saying, I hate all y'all.
So we go to this place because I'm not too familiar with Fort St. John or the Boston Metropolis Grand Prairie. I know this great place. It's got everything you need. A buck of beer and a brass pole. So off we go.
I was like, wow, sounds classy.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting.
To say it was winning would be an understatement. So we arrive in there, and said group was in there, and of course I'm still reasonably new to Fort St. John and that whole oiler kind of mentality. So I kind of go under in there, and drinks are cheap, so it makes things reasonably easy for me. I wander over, get myself a Long Island iced tea and a pitcher and with a straw, which is the only part that got the funny looks, and sat down in the corner. My buddy goes up, of course, sits in the front row section.
Pervert row,
absolutely. Yes, there he is. A couple of the ladies come by, do their thing. This one comes up that is apparently this guy's favorite. He gets all involved. She recognizes them. He gets all loud and that. He puts a $20 bill in his mouth.
Army memories.
And places it in her lower abdominal area. We'll go with that.
Okay.
I will not get.
Are you serious? Like, in her lower abdominal area?
As in, yes.
Well, oh, that's classy.
Very, very classy. So, of course, he comes back, big smirk. He's wiping his eye, right? Just kind of like, oh, what's wrong?
Oh, God! And you went, and you threw your pitcher on him, lit it on fire, and you ran out of the bar.
I was two-thirds into my pitcher at this, so I was like, hey, take a look. So I take a look, and lo and behold, I pull out this pubic hair, right? Like, okay, great, toss. No big deal.
And then this large germ said, hi, I'm Coccus Coccali. How you doing? I'm just going to sit down here.
Well, the next day and a half are a bit of a blur, as a lot of things are in Grand Prairie, and
especially after a pitcher of beer.
No, a pitcher of Long Island iced tea.
Right.
Through a straw.
Through a straw.
Of course.
Which makes a difference.
Oh, yeah. It's effectively twice as effective, but.
In any case.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, carry on.
Faster. Yeah, it gets into your system faster.
Anyhow.
A couple days go by. We finally finish up on our bit of a binge going, wow, that was so great. My stomach hates me so much. Why did we do this? Oh, yes, to forget the pain we're coming from.
Right.
So we're driving back, and this is why I kind of noticed that my buddy's eye is, like, you know, fairly red and kind of puffy. And I'm like, that doesn't look so good. Yeah, it hurts a bit, too. And it's like, you should get that looked at. Yeah, I probably will, but. So we get back. He drops me off of where I was staying, and I go back in, immediately go to bed because I've got to be up at work at 5 in the morning.
5 morning comes around, I'm up in uniform, at the station, saying, hey guys, how's it going, where am I being posted today, in walks my buddy. Eyes completely puffed red. Like, to the point where it's all but swollen shut and perpetually weeping.
Okay, that's bad.
Very bad. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I think you should go talk to HSB. HSB was our dispatcher there. Real sweetheart of a lady. Her HSB stood for hair straight back. She always looked like a cartoon character running around. Her hair was always going,
she's got the little fireman hat with the siren on top?
Yeah, she was out of control. So he goes and talks to her. He comes back, and I was like, yeah, I've got the day off. You're going to be posted with somebody else, so I'm going to go to the doctor and get this looked at. Go out, do my shift, come back. There he is. He's got a whole bunch of swab and an eye patch on. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, Christ, what happened to you? It's like, well, as it turned out, said young lady gave him a rather nasty case of, well, scabies. Yes, that's right, body lice. Now, here's a little thing I didn't learn until that day. Scabies can actually live underneath your eyelid. Yes, that's
wow,
right.
Wow, how shitty is that?
So now you have this rather nice infestation of scabies who've decided to, yes, well, let's see, it's dark, it's moist, it's warm, and there's an air pocket up there. There's lots of blood flowing to the eyes as well as to the eyelids. We're going to call this home. So these little
scabies in his eye socket.
In his eye and his eye socket. So what they had to do is freeze the eye, get the swelling down as much as they could, evert the eyelid, scrape everything they could off the eyelid, and scrub his eyeball and eye socket. He was off work for about 10 days.
Once again, kids, bearing in mind the moral of this story, if it smells bad, don't eat it. Wow. Which was the best piece of advice I ever got on my first leave in the Army. Girl on the left looks physically ill. Very sorry.
This bugs in your eye, folks.
Here on Rant Radio. Here in First, here live.
Well, there you go. That's my story for tonight. Wow. Have yourselves good.
Well,
you
that guy. I hope you got a goodie.
You thought contact lenses were bad.
Oh, have some scabies.
Well, you got to match that. Little
you
things
close
like
your
that.
Eyes and see all your friends.
Oh, shut up. Around. Just burrowing
no,
into your eyelid.
Shut up.
Laying
my
egg.
Shut up. It's over.
Running medic.
You're fired.
Okay.
Are you ready, Dak?
Yes, I am. And I'd actually heard that story before, so I'm okay.
That's uber rank. That's like...
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross, 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 Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
I know what it's radio.
Hey, Dak.
Hi, boys and girls. It's time for your old Uncle Dak to once again spin a tale and open a bottle of JD. After that story, we need it. Well, I don't know if I'd mentioned it, but I spent, how long was it now? 5 years.
How long?
5 years.
Wow.
Working at a hospital. And in that time, I saw a lot of gross and disgusting things. And the story I told you last week has kind of led to, what was that? Okay.
Bad Things About Sex, Chapter 32.
Okay. So, I was talking to someone this week, and they asked me, well, what do you do on Rant Radio? And I kind of explained, and I mentioned my gross hospital stories. And I proceeded to tell them one or two select tales. And they were like, how the fuck can you stand that shit? How can you deal with a body? How can you deal with corpses? How can you look at guts? How can you blah, blah, blah? And I'm like going, and I stopped and I actually went, you know, there was a time when all of this shit did disgust me.
Long ago, when the oceans drank Atlantis.
Yes, there was a time when your Uncle Dak was not the bloated sack of, you know, shit that you see before you.
And dinosaurs roamed the earth.
And did not have the constitution to look at roadkill and think what?
Found a round stone.
Well, anyhow. By the way,
it's proving that I am the most unfunny person.
Yeah, it's Kurt Burgess.
It's very funny, but that's like a on the way home kind of joke.
Anyhow, so like I was saying.
Hey, wait a minute.
I tell my story here or what?
I thought you were supposed to be funny on the internet.
All right, shut up. Uncle Dak, go ahead.
Okay, so I have been at the hospital now maybe 2-3 months. Nothing's really happened that's been too gross. I've had one or two bad incidents where I've had to hold somebody down. I've had, like, maybe a couple times I've seen blood. And I can tell you, at this point, I see blood, and I get a little freaked out. Because, hey, I'm a normal person. Now I was able to, actually, by thinking about it,
normal.
I was bothered by it like the average person was. I was not immune to the sights that I would see. And I will tell you the incident that completely changed all of that for me.
The desensitization.
The desensitization of Uncle Dak. God, that sounds like a porno.
Yeah.
Starring Ron Jeremy.
Well, better movie of the week.
So, anyhow.
Poor Dak interrupted. Anyway, go ahead.
So, one of the admitting staff calls me over. She's like, I won't say my real name. She calls me over and she says, could you get down to the morgue and help somebody get in there?
No!
And I'm like,
no.
The morgue? I've never been down to the morgue. Well, you know where it is, don't you? Yes, I run past there every time I have to do my patrol.
Because with the large guy with the side.
Because that's where the dead people are.
I see dead people. So, this is good shit.
So I go downstairs, and I'm thinking, I don't want to go into the morgue. There's dead people in the morgue, and I've seen too many Romero films. And if you know what that means, you'll understand. And if you don't, go watch some.
God, that would have been a great time to just hide in the morgue and go, brains.
No, it wouldn't have, because I'm still big and still large, and I still would have hit you so
you
hard.
You would have screamed like a little girl and hauled ass.
You would have fainted Desmond's face. It. You would have.
You would have been like, slam! Hey, that's my... That's exactly what happened there.
Get your flamethrowers, derby zombies!
So anyhow...
What's wrong? I'm just sitting here. Run! Run!
Okay.
So anyhow, I go downstairs, and I open the door, and I don't see anybody. And I hear knock, 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 and I'm thinking, what the fuck is that? And I look over, and it's not coming from the locker. No, no, no. It's coming from the door that leads outside. I'm thinking, oh, okay, he's out there. Go over, unlock the door. Big guy. Huge guy. I mean, this guy was grossly fucking fat. And I do know what funeral home he's from now, but at the time I was thinking, what the fuck does he do? Eat them?
Oh. baby back ribs.
He was. It was fucking, it was like, it was, so yeah, he comes in, and I'm like, you needed to get in here. He's like, yeah, can you help me? And I'm like going, yeah, sure. He's going, okay, I need to move a body. And I'm thinking, how am I going to help you? He's like, I need a hand getting it from one stretcher onto the other. And I'm like, well, can't you just take this stretcher? You can bring it back later. He's like, no, it doesn't fit into the truck. And I'm like going,
oh. We can make it fit into the truck.
Sorry about your luck.
So I'm thinking, I don't want to be a pussy. Which is
the thing that has gotten more men
into trouble than anything else in the world.
I don't want to look like a pussy.
So I'm...
Okay, this could be Skip.
Maybe. Okay. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Gloom Bunny.
Hi, Gloom Bunny.
You're not Skip Radio. What would you like?
Huh?
Is it really quick?
I know. I just wanted to say that, like, the meetings are going to be pushed back until October 1st here in Arizona because they keep messing with my work schedule.
Okay.
Okay, good enough, Gloomy. Say what the hell.
Huh?
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right, cool. We'll discuss that after.
Interrupt my story.
I know.
Executor.
Do not call in unless you Skip Radio.
Okay. So...
Not yet.
I really hate Dacus interrupted.
Yes, exactly. So, I give this guy a hand. I go over, and I open the morgue door. And I've never opened the freezer door before. And there's all these bodies lying there, wrapped up. And I'm like going, oh, fuck. Yeah. This is creepy.
Wow, there's an awful lot of dead people in here.
And he reaches in, and he goes over, and he checks fucking toe tags. And I'm like going, I'm looking at a bunch of dead people's feet. And he goes, okay, this is the one. And he pushes it out towards me. And I'm thinking, What the fuck do you want me to do with this thing? Gets it over. And it's like, okay, we have to lift this. And I'm like, well, what do I want to do? He says, go take the head. And I'm like, where? He's like, no, just take the head. So put my hands on it. Don't have gloves on. And this was my fucking mistake. And I lift. Now, unbeknownst to me, the body had basically had an autopsy performed on it. So it was... Now, once they stitch you back up, of course, you know, the blood and whatever fluids aren't drained out. So they have to go someplace. And so they do stitch it back up, and not a lot escape, but some does. So when I lifted it up, it's just a cheap plastic bag. The plastic bag tore because it was stuck to the bed by some blood. And about a half a pint of cold, clotted blood pours out over my uncovered hands.
Desmond said, ooh.
And I drop the body onto the other gurney that we're transferring it to, and I run over to the sink, and I start washing my hands.
No shit.
And I'm like,
with bleach.
I know they've got soap. They've got like this antibacterial soap, and they've got a scrub brush.
And they got like that Kill-X fucking.
Yeah, and I'm using the scrub brush, and I'm like, what did this guy die of?
And check the tag.
And the fat guy, seeing how upset I am over this, starts to laugh.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what did he die of?
He's quite jaded.
Yeah, yes. And he's like, why do you want to know? And I'm like, don't fuck with me. What did he die of?
I will kill you, you fat piece of shit, unless you tell me right now what this motherfucker died of. You will never leave this freezer alive.
And he's like, it was just a heart attack. You don't have anything to worry about. And I'm like, that's not funny. And I help him lock up the door, and I go out, and I go upstairs, and I go and I wash my hands again.
Not clean.
Not
clean. Not clean.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at my hands, and I can see a tiny, tiny, tiny little dot of red buried in one of the crevices of the like serrations of the palm of my hand. And I go back and I wash my hands again.
Oh my God! I just keep watching.
Damn spot!
Somebody suggested steel wool.
Sandblaster.
Just wait for it. So I go back, and my hands are tingling now because of the three. I've washed them three times. So I go and I wash my hands. So I go and I sit back and I look down at my hands, and now the knuckles are all red from where I've used scrub brush. And I think, is that my blood or is it the other blood? But if it's my blood, maybe I can get some of the other blood in there. So I go back and I wash my hands. And now I go back and I'm thinking, I am starting to develop a neurosis.
OCD. At this point, Dak makes the saving throw.
Clank, clank, clank.
Hang on. Fire cleanses, somebody suggested. Zerstor.
So I'm thinking to myself, if I don't stop,
I'm going to wash my hands until the end of my shift. I have 4 hours left. There's a big bottle of soap.
I'm going to have one of those serious fucking problems where those people wash their hands constantly. I can see, because the back of my mind is going, but I have to wash my hands.
Neurosis is forming. What's Desmond doing? Oh, he's in the bathroom. Desmond, are you washing your hands again? No! Scrub, 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 scrub. Splash, splash, splash. What are you doing in there? I'm shaving.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
I'm so unclean.
I'm dirty. You know what we wouldn't be doing? We'd be fucking with you like, hey, Dak. You got some shit on your hands. Right?
Don't be fucked. I'd have killed you.
You'd be like, you'd be like, Jack, man, your hands smell weird. Fuck.
It's all cool. You got over this neurosis, you know, fairly quickly and whatever. But did you have to go so far the other way?
So anyhow, bitch, I go back and I go downstairs and I get my lunch. And without washing my hands again, I force myself to eat the sandwich while holding it. And I'm thinking, I could wrap a towel around it. And I'm going, no, no, that's the way madness is. Stop. Eat the sandwich, you bitch.
It's the gateway. No shit, man.
Yeah.
If you've ever been that wacko, I'm serious. You've been on the gateway to Wacko, and Wacko is looking you right back in the face. You look in the mirror, there's a crazy person there saying, "How's it going? Things are looking good on this side of the mirror." I know exactly where Dak's at.
So I stopped. I pulled on the fucking e-brake.
Tell that story after this.
I pulled on the fucking e-brake. I stopped myself. I ate my lunch. I felt sick to my stomach. I handled it. I went home that night. I did not wash my hands again.
And he has not washed his hands.
He's got a reverse neurosis here.
No, you've got it.
I never washed them again.
You've got to power through it here.
I finished off, came back the next day, and handled it. And that was the thing. And I had to physically make myself handle it. And after that point, less and less of these things caused me problems. I mean, I wasn't completely desensitized at that point.
No, there's always shit that comes and slips through the armor.
It's totally understandable. A whole ton of blood, cold blood from a dead person.
No, you don't understand. As I am hitting the water, there is, like, clots of blood hanging to my hand.
Oh, yeah, that's yum. That's all kinds of yum. That's
This isn't even like blood. This is not even like somebody's blood. Which
something
is not,
else.
This is corpse blood, people. This is blood that is leached out of a dead body.
I don't know about you, but I've got that bad kind of shit going on right now. You know that? Wow, I really don't want to eat ever again. You know?
Yeah, I bet that sandwich tasted just so wonderful.
Nice and meaty.
I bet you wish you had some tapioca.
No. Guess what I had for a sandwich? Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, that's good.
Good jelly.
And then the nurse comes by and wonders why you're going, and you're rubbing the jam all over your face. Must get better. How's it going there, Dak? I'm eating sandwich. Right. You would seem to be eating your sandwich. Is it a good sandwich? Oh, sandwich, I don't have to wash my hands anymore. Right. Yeah.
Hey, your mic's not on. There you go.
I was waiting for him to say that his sandwich was blood sausage.
No, that was
it's
not.
It's a meatball sandwich.
That would have been bad. A meatball sandwich would have been bad. That would have been bad. These things would have been bad, but no.
Tomato sauce.
Peanut butter with, like, raspberry jam is bad enough, okay?
All right, what were you going to say, Tim?
Have you ever eaten blood sausage?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Did you harken back to your blood days?
Nope, I have not had a problem.
You're all over that.
No pre-harkening.
Nope, I do not have a problem. Quite literally, I have, since that time, I have had the worst situation where I had is where I held a young lady down where they had to do an open chest massage.
While still conscious.
While she was still conscious, washed up afterwards, realized I had blood all over my shirt, had to get that changed, washed up a little bit, went down, and basically just had lunch. And the only thing I was upset was about the amount of pain that poor woman was under.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I tell you, you get used to this shit, and it does come sometimes like a club in the face, or sometimes it slips in slowly over time.
I am absolutely the biggest pussy you will ever see in your life.
Me too.
Because I can deal with the concept of shooting some asshole in the face. I'm not going to say how I know I can deal with that. But I can deal with the concept of shooting some asshole in the face. Okay. A woman pregnant, giving birth, nobody's dying there. I don't know what to do. They're like, I'm like, fuck! Kill it! You know, I don't know what to do.
I have been in, this is where I come in. He's actually delivered them. I have been in an elevator going up where it took too long to get to the top floor and had to hold her hand.
Oh, my fucking God.
Well, the midwife delivered it.
Fuck that. I'm not paid enough.
By the way, I have one thing to say. They go through an awful lot of pain because that woman hurt my hand. You've seen me squeeze.
Do not fuck with pregnant chicks who are giving birth, man. They turn Linda Blair on your ass. Like, their heads spin around, they're puking.
My hand was actually bruised.
Like, now, whoa.
This fucking meat hook was bruised by a little 5'6" woman who was giving birth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Adrenaline much?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Adrenaline much? Like,
people are saying your name is Shazbot. That's what they've dubbed you.
Shazbot?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. That's a gay name.
We've got one more rant, and then we're going to open the phone lines.
Okay.
That's all cool.
Actually, before we do that, Randy,
and
I was going to talk about something.
Okay.
Yes, we were going to tell about where he almost went crazy.
We were talking about went crazy.
That
the other thing.
Hey, Sean, come on over.
Okay, oh. It's kind of funny. The other night, myself and the Dark One rented The Shining.
Oh, great.
Great film. And anyone who knows me knows that the last little while, okay, I am involved right now. A lot of people don't know this, but I'm involved with programming a man-machine interface for a factory that produces styrofoam. Okay? I'm doing the entire alarm system, which means that all the low-level explosive levels of butane, the colorless, odorless gas, which pools and is heavier than air, all the alarm systems and ventilation systems are keyed in from what I do.
On Sean's shoulders.
Yes. So if I fuck up,
people die.
Paw fucking boom.
Now, this factory is less than half a mile from my apartment.
So
this is what we call motivation.
Hey, isn't that the blast radius?
That is, in fact, the blast radius. This butane tank is fucking big enough. It's about the size of a tanker truck.
Oh, yeah.
All liquid butane. Obsessed much. Okay, ask me if I've ever programmed an HMI man-machine interface before.
Have you ever watched HMI
man-machine interface before?
No. Ask me if I know how to code.
Do you know how to code?
No. Ask me how I got this job.
How did you get this job?
It got dropped in my lap. Hey, Sean, you're building this.
Hey, sure. Hey, Sean.
Hey, this isn't like a website.
Sean, I'm moving.
Nobody died.
Yeah. It's like, holy fuck. Okay, now, so I've been a little stressed with that. Now, Cult has been huge. I have not been able to keep up with demands on Cult. Okay, Enki's going crazy. I've got all this shit happening. This shit's going on with, like, Skip Radio. I'm still trying to get the goddamn clothing issue sorted out. It's finally coming through. I'm working with Sim on Rand Radio. I got people calling me 6 ways for Monday. I have, God forbid, friends who'd like to hang out, which isn't going to happen. And through all this, I also have a wife. Now, who I love more than all previous shit combined. Okay? And who, incidentally, if my wife told me to drop Cult, I would. I have no problem saying that, but the Dark One is...
Everyone be nice to the Dark One.
The Dark One the Dark One is the shit, man. She's totally put up with a lot, man. My wife rocks. Anyway, I was watching The Shining, and there's that stage where he's trying to work. She brings him, like, a sandwich, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? You know, and I'm feeling like, you know, I've never actually said that, but that's how you feel. You know, I'm like, I am such a horrible person. I'm going insane with my workload. And Adri's so fucking cool, man. She's just so slick with it. She's like, oh, yeah, you know. And I'm like, ah, 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 fucking, ah, you know. And I'm like walking around shaking my hands in the air. And I'm like, well, Leon, how's it going? You know. She's all, Sean, don't hurt that guy in traffic. I'm not going to hurt that guy. I'm just going to bash his fucking brains in. You know what I mean? And it's really bad, you know. I'm like, holy fuck! You know, if I have to post one more goddamn thing, who the fuck are those two little girls, okay?
Oh, boy.
It's to the stage where I was just like...
All work and no play, man. Sean,
something.
Don't mind who I do.
And it's all work and no play for Sean. And it's to the point where... It's to the point where... 4 nights ago, I went out with a buddy of mine, and I got stoned, because I was like, oh my god, at that stage, I'm like, wow, I really like that, okay, I don't think I'm going to do that anymore, because when you're doing chemicals in order to get yourself to relax, that would be a
problem.
danger mm-hmm. kind of side. When you fix yourself a gin and V8 drink, because that's what's there, what do we guys mix, V8, okay, bachelor cooking with drinks, no, that worked. So,
V8's nasty.
Yeah, it is.
Vodka and Coke, trust me.
Hey, I like vodka and Coke.
Regardless, so it's just kind of funny when you talk about being at the gateway of madness, you know? Yeah, I can totally see, because you can get to a stress level where you're just like, and it's been like that last a while.
Having all that responsibility taken away from you? Knowing that you don't have to care anything about it on the other side of that door.
talking about that, the worst
thing. No worries.
Worst thing I ever saw. Now, there were a couple of situations in the hospital that bothered me more. But one of the worst things, and Brian's laughing and chuckling in the background, and this story actually is not a joke. This was like one of the worst things I ever fucking saw.
This is rank.
I know the story.
There was a guy who had psychotic breaks. Now, psychotic breaks are where something goes wrong in the fucking software or writing in his brain, and he'll have a break. And it'll
be
like...
He blue screens.
Yeah. He basically blue screens, and the next thing that happens is, you know, he will flip out for a while, and then he'll calm down.
Yeah.
But processor cool sometimes down. People don't come back.
Right.
I was holding a guy down while we gave him an injection because he had been violent before, so every time we gave him a shot, somebody had to be there.
Right.
And I was in the room, and I just basically had a hand on his shoulder, and I saw his eyes and heard him speak as he had the last sane moment of his life.
What did he say?
Do you know the really sad fucking point is? I cannot remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much shit has been down the road and everything, and this was like almost 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, I remember this story.
And I looked into his eyes, and that's a sight I will never fucking remember, where you see a person, you look into their eyes, and you have like a normal eye. You have like the normal look you have when you look into someone's eyes. And then they just break, and you can tell that something behind those eyes has just broken. And we had to fucking restrain him. He flipped out, and usually his psychotic breaks would last for about, you know, 3 to 4 hours. And here it is, 24 hours, and he hasn't come back. And here it is, 72 hours, and he hasn't come back. And we have him in the lockup every time they go to feed him, every time they go to change him.
And this guy's like a violent psychotic.
Yes. One of us had to go in and restrain this guy. Fortunately, he was not a big guy. But
yeah, but when you're psychotic, it really doesn't make that much difference.
You wonder why I've got a great hand strength. I'll tell you, a month of working out with this guy, we'll do it to you. Okay? It's like, fuck Tybo. This shit will give you some fucking strength. Okay? So,
that's
and
cool.
Finally...
He just got sent out today, or what?
Finally, after about a month, we transferred him to Riverview, and I've talked to, like, staff since then, and I've talked to, like, you know, some of the staff in the psych ward that still were there when that incident happened. He is a permanent fucking inmate.
Yeah, he's a nut bar. Speaking of nut bars, we're going to segue into another rant here. There was a nut bar earlier this week who wants to put licensing and regulation on innovations. He doesn't want people to just invent new stuff. You have to be licensed to invent new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How much crack are you smoking? Yes, it's on the cult page, and this has inspired my next rant.
Sean Kay on New Tech on Rant Radio.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Around on the internet, you hear about new technology always emerging all the time. You hear about the British are cloning, and then there's people who are saying, yeah, we got nanotech, it's just around the corner, going to revolutionize the human society. And then you have these fucking pinheads who are going to sit there and say,
oh, well, we should regulate innovation.
What? How does that work exactly?
Oh, no, we have to license everything, make sure everything goes along at a nice pre-digested sort of pablum pace, so that we of the older generation can accept and deal with these new and somewhat exciting trends. Fuck that. I've got no time for that shit, okay? People are all like FUD everywhere. Elmer E. FUD running around, running like a maniac. Fear, uncertainty of death. Fear the new tech. Oh my god, it's Skynet! We're gonna be put in camps. The machines are gonna kill us. No, hey, Ray Bradbury, why don't you just kind of relax, sit down, have a fucking Sobe, and chill the fuck out, and let the young people deal with it, okay? It's our bivouac. We know what the fuck's going on. Nobody's gonna build. Robots don't kill people. People kill people. Okay, give me a fucking break. A robot's just a goddamn tool. Technology is a tool. Nanotech is one of the most exciting jewels coming around the corner. And everyone's like, oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, what about the ethics of cloning? Don't clone babies, because then that's a cloned baby life. Fuck off. I have no time for that shit. I'm going to grow mouse ears and human ears and fucking pig ears and whatever on gerbils and stitch them on other people's heads. Fucking A. I think it's great. Let's experiment till we're blue in the fucking mouth. And then we'll do skin dye tattoos and skin grafts and wet wiring and fucking implants and learning and externalized memory in the works. It'll be fucking great. My name is Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
Welcome.
1-877-729-7268.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll-free right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome.
All right.
The phone lines are now open.
Sean, about that rant, you seem kind of wishy-washy, like you really hadn't got your mind made up on anything.
Yeah, he's all over the place with that one.
The thing is, I think I know where that guy's idea came from. I mean,
the Catholic Church somewhere around the time of.
Oh, hang on, we got a caller. It's open caller time. They've been good up to now.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Simplex. What's up?
Hey,
Simplex, how's it going, buddy?
Going great. Just wanted to, you know, I like to get on at least once a week, you know, just say hi and everything.
Did you hear that little thing we put together there, that public service reenactment?
I wish I had a webcam so I could take pictures of the smile on my face, okay? I mean, I don't like my picture taken, but, man, I think you would have liked to see it. I was, like, smiling from ear to ear.
That's awesome.
It really, really hit the spot. You guys, it was great. Thanks a lot. Anyone who had part in that, thanks a lot. I really do appreciate it. I didn't just go, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. That was fucking awesome.
Well, that's how me and Sim feel about what you guys are doing with the Gargoyle Watch. I mean, I'm just so proud to be a part of that, man. That's fucking amazing. What's our death toll up to? The site says 5.
Yeah, it's up to 5 right now. We have had a problem with the Lolita art page. I talked to the guy. The guy sent me an email. You can see on the site. He's like, you know, I'm scheduling it for disconnection. They're going to pull the plug on the domain and the server and stuff like that. Apparently, it went back up this weekend, so I'm going to talk to him on Tuesday, since tomorrow's a American holiday.
What do you say to these people? You're like, hi, my name's Simplex. I'm from the cult. We're going to destroy you.
You know what? You know, I that's kind of funny, right? You know, you think that I might, but I swear to God, that's pretty much what I did. I basically said, look, I'm representing Gargoyle Watch as part of the cult. And I gave him a link to the cult site, gave him a link to the Gargoyle Watch site. I told him that I have friends that are in the counterculture, in the subculture of the internet. They are comprised of hackers and artists and scientists and stuff like that. And I don't want to resort to other messages. I need to request that this gets taken care of the best way possible for all parties involved.
I have visions of you as Christopher Walken saying, we have to do this. Please don't make me go another way. I don't want to go another way, but we have to make this work, you know?
So I basically told him, you know, something has to be done with this, and something is going to be done with this, and you right now, be sending me this email, you are the one who's making a decision on how this is going to be done.
Oh, my God.
I gave him my contact information and everything, and that day, I kid you not, I got an email back from this guy saying, you know, I pulled it up. Let me see. Maybe I can pull it up just really fast here.
Okay.
On a side note, Red 5 actually talked to this guy on the phone.
Yeah, Red 5 talked to him on the phone. I called
him. He's a really nice guy.
They gave me a runaround. They're like, you know, he's not in the office right now.
Of course, they're fucking terrified. You're some guy showing up saying you're from a cult, saying, hi, yeah, we're a legion of hackers. If you don't do what we say, we're going to destroy you. We have been sent here to destroy you. You know, I mean, yeah, I'd avoid that call, too. No, it's Satan. He's on the phone. Hey. Tell him I'm not here.
I got this the same day from the guy. Matt, I've already sent a demand to our client to remove the site after getting your email. I've also scheduled the server for disconnection on 9/1/2000. It's like the next day. Before 5 p.m. CST. I really hate this crap as much as you, and I can guarantee you it will be removed. Please let us know if you find any more of this crap on our client servers, and thank you for bringing this to my attention. It's kind of interesting to note, too, that this guy's server was actually in the Bahamas, but Rackspace.com, who it was hosted by, like, resold the server and stuff like that. So I was kind of worried that since this guy was, like, you know, the Bahamas, and we see stuff in Russia so that we can't take care of it. Apparently we can. And right now I'm talking to people who actually have contacts with customs and stuff like that, and we're not only going to be sending these guys further down the road and shutting down their server where, you know, I admit, I even put on the site, you know, these guys could set up somewhere else. We're going to be doing what we can to prosecute these bastards and make sure that they are not going to be doing this again, these children are not going to be exploited, and that we're going to make a more profound impact than we already have.
Fucking A, man.
God, that gives me a warm feeling.
That's awesome, man.
And that's
what cult's all about, man. That's the dream. That is the dream right there in a nutshell. Right on, man. Anything else you wanted to add?
Nope, that's it. Just want to say hi to everybody. I'm looking forward to the cult clothing. I'm going to be, you know, one of the proudest guys wearing that shirt.
You bet, baby. We're going to have hoodies, mock turtlenecks, T-shirts, and flight jackets. It's going to be wicked. All right, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right, we have a Skip Radio update.
What's up?
Let me just go to it. He is in lockdown right now.
Lockdown.
So that's a good thing. That means he's not in the general population.
That's nice.
He's not accessible,
he is safe.
Man.
He is not accessible to everyone. This ends on Wednesday. So he will be in the general populace on Wednesday. So we want to hopefully get him out of there or something before Wednesday. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie, back.
Zombie!
What do you have to say, Zombie?
Well, I got smart. I took this big 30-feet cable, UTP, run down to my dad's computer, run into my cable mount, looking back there, I got internet access.
Right on!
Amazing.
Another victory for the Zombie! Our hearts and minds cry out in a joyous triumph and victory. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
I had a bad NIC card, and I'm very sad. I need to get that fixed.
If you would like to help Zombie with his NIC card, please contact Zombie and help him with these NIC card troubles. If everyone in the sound of my voice, we can stop the suffering of Lieutenant Major Zombie. Say what the hell, brother.
And I had no idea what I did. It's a NIC card I bought because I want to...
This is the part when you say what the hell.
Oh, I just want to say something.
Zombie, I'm really trying to help you here. We're trying to get a lot of calls in. You're already called in once, brother.
Okay, what the hell?
Right on.
All right, we appreciate the calls.
What did he say? Was he had a problem?
Oh, he had a bad network card.
Bad
network. And he thinks everyone needs to know about
it. You
may
think we're being a dick to Zombie, but trust me, we are not.
You got
to
see the track record.
Dick until you see him, like, the first time. Like, this kid's hard.
This kid takes more shit than anyone I've known, except for maybe Critbert.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Babsy May.
Hey, Babsy.
Babsy May, live update from Skip Radio's best buddy. What's going on, man?
I'm sorry, you just cut out there. I couldn't hear you.
I just had a live update from Skip Radio's best buddy. What's going on with you?
I'm doing really good. I've been talking to Skip. He's been calling me on my phone collect. He's really happy that Colt's standing behind him on this, and he has his hopes up that things are going to be better soon.
That's good. That's good. Morale is a killer when you're in a situation like that. If you got to keep your hopes up and you got to keep you got to stay positive, otherwise they'll kill you. It'll totally break you down. Well, what's this shit about him going back into general populace on Wednesday? Is he going to be safe or what?
He's in quarantine right now. To my knowledge, he's going to be fine because nobody really has any details on him while he's in there.
I see. What about a court date? Do we have any idea on a date for his trial?
We are not going to find out anything about a court date until probably, like, sometime next week. I'm going to be calling on Wednesday to speak with a public defender on his behalf to get him an attorney.
I see. Okay. If your attorney you speak to needs any letters of reference or anything like that, because Skip Radio did represent Cult in the H2K convention, I believe that would be possible grounds for an association or even employment or volunteer work. Which he has done for this organization, so I will be willing to send letters, do whatever, and maybe even make a court appearance if that's what's required.
That's great. I'll make sure to keep that in mind and, you know, let anybody know that needs to know that kind of stuff.
Right on. I don't know. I've never actually met Skip face-to-face, and it'd be a bitch for me to get down there, but I'll do what I can.
Yeah, I know with the distance and everything, it's going to be really hard, but we're hoping that he's not going to be in there that long. You know more about the situation than anybody at this time, and with everything going on, we're hoping for the best. He's asking everybody that can to write him letters.
What are the restrictions and stipulations on those letters so we understand what can and cannot be sent to him?
Okay, he's not allowed to get any food or items like that. The best thing to do is just send a letter. Don't send any paper, any gifts or pictures or anything like that. Just plain letters. You need to have a full return address on the envelope with a real name and a real address, or they won't even tell him he got it. They'll send it right back.
Okay, when you say no pictures, does that mean we can't do like a DPI printout of a picture, or is that because there's no film photographs allowed?
He's allowed to have 5 pictures total. That's it. The rest
is
in his stuff. His girlfriend and I have already sent him pictures.
He's allowed to have 5 pictures.
They don't send any, pretty much.
Yeah. He's allowed to have 5 total. The rest will go be put back with his stuff, what, you know, his personal belongings.
Okay, is there any size restriction on the pictures he's allowed to have? Like, could he have one that's like 13 feet by 10 feet?
We'll just make a big compilation picture for him.
I have no idea, but all I know is that it's just best not to. He asked for no pictures to be sent.
Yeah, okay.
Just words on paper, that's the safest thing.
Rat-fuck greasy motherfucker! Oh, my God. That's such bullshit. Holy cow, how the fuck can they justify? You can't have any more than 5 pictures. No, no, no. You might get too happy and start enjoying it. And then people would want to go to fucking jail. Where the fuck? Pack your bags. We're going on a power trip. Oh, my God. That's fucking insane.
Somebody asked if ASCII art is okay. Because it's all made of letters.
What's that? ASCII
art is pictures made of letters.
No, no, don't fuck around. I'm serious. This kid could wind up in bad shit. This is like, we'd make a lot of jokes about fucking around and don't go sending files or lockpicks. All attention.
If you fuck around, you're fucking around with Skip.
Yeah, and if I find out anybody tries to fuck around with Skip, holy cow, well, I call thunder, okay? Don't do it.
Yeah. The whole thing about the donations and the money, that's going to be great for his outlook on the judge and the courts and everything.
Yeah, let's clarify that. You're saying that if just because he gets his fine pays, that doesn't mean he gets out. That's just something that makes the judge go, okay, he's paying part of his fines or most of his fines, and then that's beneficial.
That's right. There is nothing right now that's going to get him out of jail. Nothing at all.
Other than the judge.
Other than a judge.
Other than a really high-paid lawyer.
I'm not even going to be able to find out until the middle of next week. Even I don't even know if that's possible, is to find out who the judge is going to be and an address to write the judge letters of reference.
And remember, they read his mail before he gets it, so
all mail. Do not make any reference to the cult. It would only hurt him, okay? Because if the prosecution gets involved, they could say, oh, look, he's part of a counterculture organization of hackers. So if you're going to write him a letter, write to him as his friend, not as a cult member, okay?
Just supportive words.
What is Skip Radio's real name so we know?
Jason. His real name is Jason what?
Bonsall. B-O-N-S-A-L-L.
Jason Bonsall, and you got to put your real fucking name on there. Do not screw around, okay? He's in a really dark place. We cannot fuck up on this, all right? So if you want to help, do it, but do it the right way. All right, Bazme, anything else you want to tell us?
That was it. I just wanted to say send letters, send them out, and he appreciates all the support everybody's giving him.
Right on, Babs. Okay, say what the hell, babe.
What the hell?
Right on. Okay,
excellent.
So
good
that's
update.
Good. Good update there.
You know what really pisses me off? It's if he was what I considered a violent offender, I could see holding him.
Yeah.
Oh, this is no. I'm sorry. Remember what
this
I said?
This is well beyond bullshit.
No, remember what I said about a joke about it, this being a fucking fishing trip?
Yeah. This
is honestly sounds like a fucking railroad.
Sure.
Either we haven't heard some part of the story, or this is from what I've heard to this point. Go ahead.
Hi, Aaron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Ruffin Nixter.
Hey, Nixter, how's it going, buddy?
Boy, it's hard to come in after that call.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? Like, what are you going to say after that, eh? Holy cow.
Well, so, it's just a silly little thing that I made for archives.
What's that, buddy?
I sent it to Sim. It's just a page for archives where we can store What the Hell archives. It's more of a What the Hell or a Rant Radio thing than a cult thing.
Oh, absolutely. It's a What the Hell. It's a Rant Radio show. I just happen to be a cult member here. No big deal.
Well, I know. I just wanted to tell everyone to check it out. I posted it in the IRC, and everyone can check it out.
I just don't have any server space right now. It's hard for me to get up until I get a new computer to put up the archives.
Everything is happening so fast. Holy cow. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy.
So Nixter's got sort of a mirror, centralized mirror for the What the Hell past shows.
Yeah. And I just put it together tonight while I was listening to you guys, you know, for inspirational purposes.
Right on, man, right on. Okay, buddy, anything else?
No. Nope.
All right, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Are we going to talk about RCD?
I checked about an hour ago. It's not ready yet, but we can talk about it. Like,
okay.
We won't give the address or anything.
Actually, well, we've got a CD that's coming out. That's all we're going to say. We'll talk about it next show. Hey, caller.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
You know damn well who this is.
Nope.
It's Jordath Moore.
Oh, hey, Jordath Moore.
Jordath Moore, how you doing, buddy? What's up?
Not much.
So, what'd you call in for? What's going on? What's happening?
Not much, just a few little tidbits of wisdom to share.
Sure, what's up?
First on my long list of three. Dak, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, made you cry, etc. Last show about the suicide comment.
What suicide comment?
Never mind, carry on, next statement.
He didn't hurt his feelings.
He's forgotten all about it, next one.
Alright, next one was, Agent Orange. You all saw him serving?
Yeah.
That is my friend, so score one for me.
Alright, excellent, way to go. Spreading the virus.
Yes, and if you want to piss him off, call him Charizard.
No flaming.
Do we want to piss him off?
No, we don't. All right. He's a Deckard. Do not piss off the Deckers. As a general rule.
Was he a Pokemon person?
Whatever. Anyway, let's just keep going. What is it? What's the third one?
Best list of three. Sean, Magic Mushroom, what the fuck?
I know. That was bad. I know.
Another one is pretty stupid.
Yeah, that is dumb. Yeah, you got me there. Yeah, that was...
Vishnum.
What?
Vishnum. Instead of Vishna, Vishnum.
What's Vishnum?
Vishnu, the Hindu god.
Yeah.
Vishnum, a fucked up, I guess, female version of Vishnu.
At least you can pronounce Magic Mushroom. You're fired. Hey, you know what? You've been sending me some really kick-ass links during the week. And keep up the good work, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Right on. Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
So this CD that we're putting together, it is a compilation of Sean K's rants.
Yes, with some art by Quoth.
Excellent art. It's amazing.
Quote.
Wait till you see it.
And
any photos?
Art has photos of me that's
on Sean K.
I was just thinking some of those great photos that DJ Everflesh.
No, Goddess Quaid. Goddess Quaid. Yeah, and we thanked a whole lot of people in the CD, so everyone who gets it gets a big thank you. Do we have that handy?
I think that's in the living room if you want to go get it. I don't know.
All right.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Stolen Zero, what's up?
Oh, not
Zero! How you doing, buddy?
Here.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the new call sign. I don't know if everybody heard this yet. I've been trying to post the call site, but I've been having problems. I need to talk to Angie. But we have a name now, and we want articles. The name being Culture Shock. I believe Skip, as a matter of fact, was the one who gave me the idea for the name.
I like that. Culture Shock actually is a great name.
It has cult in it. Culture Shock. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a really good name. And that's a very cool idea, too.
I really want articles now. I mean, like, I expect to have it out by October, but, I mean, I want this thing to be jam-packed full of goodies so people will be interested. I mean, it's a new source for members and that kind of thing.
Maybe you can explain a bit about what's going to be in it and how people can contribute.
Well, basically what it is it's a for cult members by cult members kind of thing. I mean, it can have hacking, freaking, you know, technical issues, like concert reviews, rants, raves.
Okay, well, what I pledge to do, buddy, is I'm going to write up, you know how in the beginning of the magazine they always have that, like, letter from the editor thing going on?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'll write up a nice big fat bastard for that for you, so you can park that in the beginning, and then you can build whatever you like around it, or you can use it or throw it away. It's entirely your baby, and I'm sure you know what the fuck you're doing. So that's totally kick-ass, man.
So how do people contribute? Give us an email address or a website.
Let me think. You could ICQ me, which would probably be the best. But also, you can email me at pointblankrep@juno.com.
Okay. Maybe post that in the IRC.
Yeah, I'll
so people can pass it around.
And am I on your ICQ list, bud?
Are you on my ICQ list?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, cool. Okay, send me an ICQ, and I'll set that up. I need the reminders.
Oh, and, one little tidbit aside from that is, like, recently I went back to school a week or two ago, and I've been burning CDs for people for, like, spare cash and that kind of thing.
Right.
Well, you know, the people that seem to strike me as pretty damn cool, so I'll hide, like, little rants in there. And this one guy's like, oh, my God, who the fuck is that guy on track 18?
That's awesome. If you want to make money on pirate blackmailing music at all, I just slide a couple cult rants in there.
Yeah, and, like, now he wants a full, like, two sets of Rant Radio CDs, like, jam-packed for him and his brother, and, like, they know a whole bunch of people. And it's just crazy, man. Like, the guy was like, holy shit, man. Everything that guy says is out of control, man. He's like my fucking idol.
Well, next week you will be able to buy it.
Yeah,
you will be able to buy a full Sean Kennedy rant CD.
And how much are we charging for this full production-made, wonderful CD.
With a personalized intro that's never been heard before, it's $5.99.
That's right. A whole $6 is what we're charging for this CD.
Is this $6
CD? Every rant you've ever done are just choice ones.
Okay. It's the choice ones that we picked out that we thought were the best at that time. There's new ones that we would like to put on, but
that's going on Volume 2.
That's Volume 2.
But, I mean, and also people
can
download these rants. It's all free. Everything's going to be free. We're not putting special rants. So the intro is just me and James going, fucking, hey, this is our rant CD. Pass me a Dr. Pepper. Hope you enjoy them. Thanks much. Okay, that's pretty much what the intro is.
$5.99 American.
But we're not putting rants out that you can't download. Everything is staying free. Don't worry.
Pass it around. Just copy it freely.
The other day I was on Napster and I decided to search for Sean Kennedy. And, like, there's like a few people up there that I haven't even heard of before.
No way.
I'm not even sure if they're, like, members.
Sean Kennedy is on Napster?
Sean Kennedy's on Napster?
Napster!
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
That's
the first or second report I've heard of that. I didn't believe it the first time.
We should dial that up after the show.
Oh, we've got three more rants to go up there, and once I get the new rants sent to me, I'm going to send them to Smokehouse so they can go up on S-Radio, and we'll have the new ones going out as well as the banana rant and all that good shit, which is like a big positive one. Right on, man. Okay, that's the best. You got anything else?
That's about it. What the hell?
Right on, baby. Okay. That's it for the show tonight. We're not going to take any more calls. Sorry, you lose. However, just as we leave, this is what is printed on the inside. Like, when you open up the CD, there's like this There's this really cool cover art that Quoth did where I'm like all crouched looking all fucking medieval and shit. I don't have white hair, but what do you want? And then you open up the CD and there's a picture of like this prison door, and I'm behind the prison door and I'm giving the finger and all this kind of shit. And on one side of the page, there's the list of tracks, what it says.
Foreshadowing.
And at the bottom of the page is this following statement. Sean Kennedy would like to thank his teachers, his high school counselors, the Canadian Armed Forces, and especially American media for changing a normal, gentle person to the anxiety-ridden, confused, pissed-off, radical activist he has become. This album is dedicated to everyone who can see the truth but cannot speak up because of the economic and social chains that bind them. Sean Kennedy would especially like to thank Enki, Quoth, The Dark One, Zero Store, Fork, Apoc, Smokehouse, Mr. Echo, Simplex, Reverend J, Chaos, Skip Radio, Spidey, Templar Knight, Gloom Bunny, No Deal, Nixter, Goddess Glade, Street Preacher, Brian, Bracket, Geeknik, Unbracket, Nomad 316, Zebulon, Ellis, FD Rooster, Soylent Zero, Broken, Integrity, and all the other cult members whose continued devotion and direct action is making a real difference in the world. Okay, so that is the inside guts of that CD. And what's that? No, I never named anyone who was in the show.
So we just uploaded the graphics today. So
they've got to look at them and make sure they're not giant denks or anything.
Yeah.
And then they can okay them and we're fucking good to go.
Yeah.
I want a copy of that.
Oh, I'm going to
MRC? Is it MI?
We're not going to say where it is.
No.
I meant, are these things MP3s?
Both. You can play it anywhere. You can put it in your computer and it'll be MP3s.
No, it's a WAV file. It is a WAV file. It's like an actual CD.
So can I play it as a music CD?
Yep. Yes. Even Luddites can play this CD.
I want one.
No problem. All right. So that's about it from this week. Let's go through the MIRC and who's in the room.
Mr. Echo, Cenobite Bab, Cenobite Firefly, Deckers, Illusion, Format, Integrity, Jordath Moore, Lieutenant Major Zombie, who made it on, Pele, Test Rider, Flesh Tripper, Paradox, Forensic, and Rooster, Gargoyles, Nightshade, Adam Breaker, One, Josh K, Simplex, Levity, Hungen, Levity, Nomads, Half, Elf, Kexler, Romulus, Sheepdog, Skitty, Terrell, and Orphan, Prophets, Nixter, Diener, Domph, Fork, Music, Smokehouse, Solent, Zero, Spidey, Starbaby, Tenshi, UXB, Zerstor, Battlewax, Ronan Sariat, who is tuning in remotely, I guess.
Woohoo, Ronan Sariat!
Ronan Sariat. So just put in the IRC where you are. The first Ronan, as it says on the wall.
First guy with a cult tattoo, which
is
vertical.
Yeah, he is such a hard little bitch. I love him.
Oh, yeah. Vampire test subject, Balklands John, who has stayed the whole time.
Attaboy!
Balklands!
Somebody ready
boy.
To fall asleep. Harder than end the damn show. I just want to go back to sleep.
Harder than hard.
Gargoyle Apoc, who is for some reason not plussed. Infotech, Melio Aristocrat, and Malditello.
And if you would like more information on the cult on how to join, you can email join@thecult.org.
Yeah, you can get all the spanky info.
All the spanky, shiny new info. Going around the room. So we'll say goodnight. Ladies first.
Hello. Goodbye from your lone left.
You okay?
I'm sleepy. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Okay. And then over to the unnamed Tam.
Totally unnamed girl. Good night.
The unnamed girl.
The unnamed girl.
The unnameable.
The unnameable.
The unnameable. That's it. That's her online name. The H.P. Lovecraft name. The unnameable. Excellent.
No.
You're fired. You're not. You have no say here.
I like it.
Bye from Bert.
Bye from Bert.
Farewell from Rona Medic.
200% sexy projectile vomit man. Might want to get on those levels.
What?
I ain't putting my headphones on when you make those noises. I still told you, you do not sound like you're vomiting. I told you.
It's mutated.
I can teach you how to vomit.
I'm not going to make those noises then.
All right.
I'm just going to say a final word about the Gargoyle Watch thing. I've always liked good cop, bad cop, but I like even better bad cop, worse cop.
Yeah, so when you're dealing with cop, it's a bad cop, psychotic cop. So it works rather well.
Goodbye from your old Uncle Dak, the worst cop.
And goodbye from me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, hey, everybody out there, if you're going to be proactive and you're going to do direct action, be smart about it. Don't get yourself in shit. Okay, because you
can't do much from jail.
You can't do fuck all from jail. If you're not part of the solution, you're just going to be part of a bigger problem. We don't need any more problems. We already got one guy in the fucking slammer. Be cool. You know, keep your head down. Stay drinkable. Okay? And
this is from Sim. Goodbye from Sumerian. Until next week. 6 days. 21 hours. Tell all your friends.
Tell your
friends. All right, here.
All right.
Bye.
So we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Tell all your friends to tune in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.